Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
All right, Peaches and Herb reunited, XBTR. Hey,
yes,
I'm your host,
Ron
Rex. It's been a while, but here I am today. And, of course, I have Antoinette with me, so it's going to be a great show. How's everybody doing tonight? I'm doing well. Antoinette, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you for asking.
Well,
and we have ABC as our first official guest of our first official show coming back.
Well, you can't beat that, can you?
No.
Excellent. Am I sounding okay? You said it was kind of skippy and stuff like that.
The music was.
I don't know why. But hey, it's new board. I don't know yet. I still, like, you know, completely felt it out. I know where everything goes, where everything should do, but, you know, the fine touches you got to get to on them. But yeah, we're back, Antoinette. BTR, I missed you so much.
Aww.
And BTR probably says, with the same to you, Ron, we miss your money, too. I mean, we miss you, too, Ron.
You said it right the first time. They missed your money.
I know. Exactly, yes.
Even though we don't have money. We don't have money. We have promissory notes.
Well,
there is no money.
I did that yesterday somewhere. I did that yesterday, matter of fact, at a store. I said, man, I ain't got no money. I mean, can I give you a note? He goes, mean like an IOU? I said, well, pretty much.
Promissory.
Then I pulled out some money. I pulled out some cash. ABC, man, you're in there now with us. You're the first one in here.
Yeah, well,
all right,
ABC is
absolutely
in Texas. And
Texas.
From what I understand, they're doing a land grab down in Texas, almost like they did with the Bundys there.
Right.
Yeah, so.
I just got some information, ran across the desk a minute ago. In Pennsylvania, the Supreme Court handed down a ruling on they could search you for any reason. Okay?
And the cars, is that the one for the cars?
So now they don't really need a probable cause or anything. They just come up with any bullshit reason and just search a car. And you can say you don't consent, they can still do it anyway. Wow. That's criminal, isn't it? That is straight up criminal. Like,
well, the whole thing
has
been run by criminals.
Well, I know that, but
you're
it's
change
silly now.
Now they're just bold with it.
Well, I
guess they
got to
speed up their agenda.
Here's my statement to it: is the simple fact of it is, they still think us people are dumb. They think we're that stupid.
Yeah.
You know, so come on, man.
ABC said he saw that story, and they said if you are sitting with excellent posture, hands at 10-2, they can think that's suspicious. And how else are you supposed to sit? ABC, call in and join us. We have to get you the number. 718-508-9813. But call in and chat with us.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Because it's been a while since we heard you on the air.
All right, cool, man. Cool. Glad to have you out here. You know, wow, man. Jesus. Yeah.
Oh, okay. He's trying to listen while he works.
I'll go dig up your
introduction that Payday made for you and
all
play
right.
that before you come on.
It'll work. I'm so happy you're back. It's been a long journey for me for this past 7 months or however long I've been gone. feels like 7 months, I think. But
man, it's been a minute.
Damn. Yeah, it has. You know, I mean.
Yes.
You know, I said that song there. I'm answering that. I feel like that you too, sweetie, man. You know.
Oh.
I left you. Nothing I could do. Beyond my control, man. I didn't like it.
Uh-huh.
You know,
right.
But I had to have some work done. There's no way around this. You know, either that or die. Then you'd never hear me again.
Yeah. Well,
not
that's
really
true.
Wants to hear me in the first place, but hey, you know, I like I said, I went out and blew a bunch of money on this board and everything else, all the things I needed for this to work better than my old ways.
Yeah, well, you sound better than it used to sound from the old days.
I hope so. I hope so, man.
Yeah.
But it's something halfway right.
Because you are clear. Now, earlier, you were talking about the spring, March 16th to March, and on
the American spring, you know, like the Arab Spring thing is what they're looking at. It's the tired kernel or whatever. I don't have any clips on that. I mean, I could probably look and find one. But, they want like 10 million people show up in D.C., you know. So I don't know how that's going to go.
I don't think they're going to get – where would all – can D.C. hold that many people?
Well, I doubt it. But it's I'm questioning. I don't know enough information. I've not been fed enough information that I want to swallow to really confirm that what this is not somebody's crazy bullshit ploy to a propaganda game or – you know, who's involved, is that legitimate, you know what I mean? What credibility does it have?
Yeah.
That's the thing I'm not finding yet, so I don't really know. But that's, it's supposed to be on the 16th of this month, I believe.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know, man. People
are
way out.
They're always planning some kind of event where they want to, you know, as if that's going to make a big difference, you know. I don't think they're paying attention to people's protesting or anything else. You know, I don't think that they care what people think anymore.
Right, right. They don't. It's their way or no way. They're haters.
Yeah, you know, their agenda's going to continue regardless, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, most of these laws are hate laws. You know, when in reality, I don't like the way you do it, so I'm making a law, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's illegal to be human. That's going to be one of the shows I'm going to do. It's illegal to be human. I'm serious.
Now, if memory serves me correctly, in the Black Laws Dictionary, human is a monster.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I have to
look it up, but if memory serves me correctly, under the Black Laws Dictionary, a human is a monster.
Mm-hmm. I'm a monster. I'm a monster that has no rights no more. If that's what they want to call me. They sure don't want me to say what I think they are. So
I have to get my dictionary, but I'm pretty sure in the Black Laws Dictionary that's good.
I'm not in my books, so I can't. I don't. So I said I didn't have a Black Dictionary, but I mean neither one of them.
Okay, not right convenient. Okay, you know what? I take that back. I was the one who said the Black Laws Dictionary. So I shouldn't have said it without having the dictionary by me.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah. ABC, do you recall that in the Black Laws Dictionary where a human is a monster? Did he answer? I'm away from my desk because I'm looking now.
Did my audio
myself.
Just change?
No.
My audio didn't change?
Not that I noticed.
My mic was off. What?
Oh, well, you sounded fine.
I still sound the same?
You sound fine.
Oh, that's weird. Okay. Who knows?
Okay, well. My dictionary is not in this room. Not the Black Law's dictionary, is it? So scratch that. It doesn't mean monster because I didn't look it up. I don't have the dictionary beside me to look it back up. But I could have swore that. It does. I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm just saying it's illegal to be a being. Would that work? One different, you know, definitions for everything we deal with. It's crazy.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what?
Yep.
If I could listen to a tune.
What's that?
You want to listen to a song?
Yes, I would.
Let's do that. Let's try this one.
Okay.
Don't want to be involved in this one, man. This is gonna be a blues number.
Yeah.
But first, I want to do a little bit of background on the blues and say what it is. Like, there are six cardinal colors, and colors have always come to signify more than simply that particular shade, like redneck or got the blues. That's where you apply colors to something else, you know, to come up with what it is you're trying to say. So there are six cardinal colors, yellow, red, orange, green, blue, and purple. And there are 3,000 shades. And if you take these 3,000 shades and divide them by six, you'll come up with 500. Meaning there are at least 500 shades of the blues. For example, there's the I ain't got me no money blues. There is the I ain't got me no woman blues. There's the I ain't got me no money and I ain't got me no woman, which is the double blues. And for years it was thought that black people was the only one who could get the blues, so the blues hadn't come into no international type of fame. But lately we done had Frank Rizzo with the lie detector blues. We done had the United States government talking about the energy crisis blues. And we're going to dedicate this next poem here to Spearhead X, the X second in command in terms of this country. And the poem is called H2O GATE Blues. And if H2O is still water and GATE is still gate, what we're getting ready to deal on is the Watergate Blues. Let me see if I can dial this number right quick. Click. Click. I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon. Very surprising that we all could see the plot and still could not. Let me do that part again. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon. Very surprising that we all could see the plot and claimed that we could not. Just how blind, America? Just as Vietnam exploded in the rice, snap, crackle, and pop could not stop people determined to be free. Just how blind will America be? The shock of a Vietnam defeat sent Republican donkeys scurrying down on Wall Street. And when the roll was called, it was Pepsi Cola and Phillips 66. Boeing, Dow, and Lockheed. Ask them what they're fighting for, and they'll never mention the economics of war. Ecological warfare, above all else, destroy the land. If we can't break the Asian will, we'll bomb the dikes and starve the man. America, the international Jekyll and Hyde, the land of a thousand disguises, sneaks up on you but rarely surprises. Plundering the Asian countryside in the name of Fu Manchu. Afraid of shoeless, undernourished Cambodians, while we strike big wheat bargains with Russia, our nuclear enemy. Just how blind, America? But tell me, who was around where Hale Boggs died? And what was the cause of LBJ's untimely demise? And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. How long will the citizens sit and wait? It's looking like Europe in 38. Did they move to stop Hitler before it was too late? How long, America, before the consequences of keeping the school system segregated, allowing the press to be intimidated, watching the price of everything soar, and hearing complaints because the rich want more? It seems that Macbeth and not his lady went mad. We've let him eliminate the whole middle class. The dollar's the only thing we can't inflate, while the poor go on without a new minimum wage. But what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, and there are those who say America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. How much more evidence do the citizens need that the election was sabotaged by trickery and greed? And if this is so, and who we got didn't win, let's do the whole goddamn election over again. The obvious key to the whole charade would be to run down all of the games they played. Remember Dieter Beard and ITT, the slaughter of Attica, the CIA in Chile, knowing nothing about Allende at this time in the past, as I recollect, Augusta, Georgia, the nomination of Supreme Court Justice to head off the tapes, William Calley's executive interference in the image of John Wayne, Kent State, Jackson State, Southern Louisiana, hundreds of authorized bombing raids, the chaining and gagging of Bobby Seale. Somebody tell these Maryland governors to be for real. We recall all of these events just to prove that Waterbuggers in the Watergate wasn't no news. The thing that seems to justify all of our fears is that all this went down in the last 5 years. But tell me, what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. We leave America to ponder the image of justice from its new wave of leaders. Frank Rizzo, the high school graduate mayor of Philadelphia whose ignorance is surpassed only by those who voted for him. Richard Daley, imperial Napoleonic mayor of Chicago, who took over from Al Capone and continues to implement the same tactics. George Wallace, Lester Maddow, Strom Thurmond, Ronald Reagan, an almost endless list that won't be missed when at last America is purged. And the silent White House with the James brothers once in command. But see the sauerkraut mafia men deserting the sinking White House ship and their main mindless megalomaniac Ahab. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. And what are we left with now? Bumper stickers that say Free the Watergate 500. Spy movies of the same name with a cast of thousands. And that ominous phrase that if Nixon knew, Ag knew. But Ag didn't knew enough to stay out of jail. And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray. And there are those who swear they've seen King Richard. 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 Beneath that cesspool, Watergate. Four more years of that.
Ah, there we go. That is a very good song. I like a lot of his work. I really do. Yeah, that's the way it is, man. Yeah. It is still true today.
What year did that come out?
I know, but I don't remember.
I don't remember either. I think it was the 70s.
I think it was right after Watergate, wasn't it? Which that was, what, 74? 73, 74?
While Nixon was still in office. Or just after he got out of office.
try to look here.
But, you know, while you're looking that up, I was just thinking how prevalent that
1970.
Song is.
1970.
How prevalent that is to today. You know, he said King Richard.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
right,
Obama's
right.
not King Richard, but, you know, he's almost a dictator. You know, he's setting himself up to be like a dictator.
Right.
You know, so almost a king.
Right,
yes.
Right.
And,
well,
And, you know, he said no tap on his telephone. Well, they're tapping everything you do now. You know, you have no privacy.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless, the telephone, you know, your television, your, you know, driving in your car, walking the street. You know, there is
well,
no
that's
privacy.
What I said.
So,
you know, yeah, no privacy. You don't know how to maintain yourself.
Right.
You know,
it's
a lose-lose
you know,
situation for these lower people or whatever we're called. It's there's us and there's them.
Yeah, that's just why I said that song is just.
You know? But why
would
you be that way to people?
Really
what,
be made
what
for
it?
Today.
Right.
Pardon me?
I mean, myself, I personally would not want to piss people off. I wouldn't want people hating me, especially this many people at one time. But all these people ain't all got it yet. They're going to get it. They're seeing it now. But, you know, wow.
Yeah.
You know, this deal with this American Spring thing, you know, like I said, I had to do more research on it, see what it's really about. I just can't.
Yeah, I had seen something on it in January where they were, I guess in January is when they were starting to form it, and it has to do with the land grabbing and things, I believe.
Right. Well, that Bundy deal there in that ranch, you know, there's people that are backing that old guy up. There's actually militias heading to help him, you know. And my question is, why in the hell would land management have weapons like that? Military
land
style weapons.
Well, they're going to grab people's land. They know that, you know, you're not going to get, there's going to be people that are going to fight for their land. You know, you're not going to just come and take my land. You know, the John Wayne type people.
But in reality, in their world, their reality, a deed to a property is a lease.
Yes.
You're the leasee, you know, and people don't seem to get that.
Well,
you know,
but how many people know that?
Dirty.
I mean, people.
It's dirty. It's dirty business.
Yeah, well,
you know,
a mortgage is
a person works all
a
life
has
something
note.
Like that. Right, right.
Yeah, and, it, you know, it tells you on your deed that, you know, you're the tenant.
Right.
You know, so you don't own the land. I guess you own the house, but you just don't own it. But, of course, you don't even own the house because don't pay the taxes on it and see how quick you own it. There was a story,
I forget
where it was from, but the woman had paid her taxes. She was, you know, ran late sometimes, an older woman. And she thought that she had paid them off. Do you know they took her house for $6.20, something like that? And she lived in the two or three hundred. Wasn't that terrible?
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy shit. They do it behind your back. There's nothing some people can't do. And, you know, it takes them a stroke of a pen to get some shit like that going, but it takes you a battle to get out of it. You know, it's like a credit card deal. You know, it's the same thing. It's a scam. The thing, it's like, you know, I don't, it just makes sense. I'll bring this up to you real quick, Antoinette. I was told something that's kind of funny to me. It kind of makes sense, but kind of don't. Corporation, the short version is called corpse. You know, that's what a corpse is. You know, when a dead person is called a corpse, that's because you're apparently dead when you're born, when you become a corporation.
Right.
So,
because
I mean,
you're born into
they're really referring
to
that? Yeah. That's a wild definition. Well, it's like cannabis. You know, that word refers to cannabis. Did you know that? Yeah. I mean, but the majority of people do not know that. Nor do they really care. That's the sad part. They don't care. Since they don't care, it's easier to pull the bullshit. The wool of their eyes, I should say. And it's... It's almost a joke, in a way.
Yeah, it is.
I'm like, man, come on. We got to get with the program here. This, you know, something's really wrong. It's getting, like I said, I think they think we're more stupider now, even if stupid is a word, but, you know what I mean? Because they're just doing this shit right in front of us. Not like they don't care.
Yeah.
Well, they think they did. That's the problem. I mean, everybody ain't that stupid. You know,
still a lot of people, and I don't want to say stupid, but, you know, a lot of people are, you know, people just don't know.
Right, they're just not informed of it. Right, mass media ain't going to tell you that, you know, or any other source, you know.
Right,
and
they're
that's
not.
The thing, social media has become the new thing. You know, more people will get news from social media more than only news from the TVs anymore. That's what they're saying on a statistic range, you know. But, that's the people talking finally, you know. But there again, you can't believe everything you see on the Internet there again.
Yeah, that's true because they've invaded that also. I put the link in for the woman that lost her house over $6.30 tax bill, and it was in Pennsylvania.
I got an advertisement.
Pardon me?
It says continue to cite. Okay. $6.30.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll be. Widow loses house over $6.30 tax bill. A Pennsylvania woman had lost her home for little more than the cost of a Starbucks for a cappuccino. The woman, Elaine Battesi, I guess, and her husband, Anthony, bought a home in Alpita, Pennsylvania. I guess I said two weird names. Just outside of Pittsburgh in 1999, a single-family home stands just a little over a third of an acre. According to court documents, I'll pay and download a PDF. 5 years later, Battesi, or whatever, husband died, leaving her three children, the home and the mortgage. She used the proceeds from her husband's life insurance to pay off the mortgage, but was unable to timely keep up with the other bills, including taxes due on the property. The bills kept coming, and the Battiskis claims that the physical and emotional challenges made it difficult to make ends meet. Among those challenges were serious injuries that she said left her unable to work for some time. So she admits she was occasionally late paying the bills. In 2008, whatever her name is, missed the deadline for paying her property tax. Her name again eventually paid the original tax bill of $830,000 plus penalty for a late fee. She did not, however, tack on additional interest, which had occurred but was not yet included on the tax bill for late payment. How late is she? 6 days. The interest on the late payment, $6.30. In 2010, their name again, was late again with her county tax payment. She again settled up, paying interest and penalties in full, but for only 2010, she still had an outstanding balance account of $2,234.50. That was the $6,002 times 2008, plus additional interest and cost, and the amount remained unpaid. By 2011, the amount due on the 2008 tax bill had ballooned to $255.84. Enough was enough, according to the county officials, who began to process putting this house up for sale. God.
Yeah, and they sold the house for, I think, like $200,000 or $300,000. And
yeah, $120,000.
You know, yeah. So how much do you really think that they said that, you know, after, you know, fees and everything else, you know, of course, the woman to get the rest. Now, how much is she going to get back, really? And it's not going to be what the house was worth. If
right,
$8,000.
Says, yeah.
Yeah.
The whatever her name is, house has been sold at share sale for nearly $120,000 in order to satisfy the unpaid balance. Why wouldn't they say you owe me $6,030? My God. That's bullshit. Excuse me.
Yes. But is that not a part of the UN Agenda 21?
I think so. Yeah, it is. They're 15 years here.
You know, when
now,
you look at Bundy and...
It's worth about $280,000.
Mm-hmm.
They offer sell a house back for $260,000. Of course. Yeah. Something's wrong with that. Something's really, really wrong with that.
Well, I mean, that's almost like the same thing with Bundy. You know, what are you going after him for? You know, his family's been on that land for, what, 100 and some years?
Right.
So is that not the same principle? So where are we, you know, we see agenda, you know, the UN Agenda 21 with the land grabbing.
Well, so she reigns in her house. She followed a appeal part, so. Wow, that's crazy. But that's.
Yeah, so while she's following the appeal part, is she living in her home?
Right. Yeah, she's just living in the house. Yeah, when she filed an appeal,
well,
to stop everything,
good.
But, you know. Still, that's bullshit. You know, I would have gave you $12.06, doubled this money to you. That is, that's insane. That is entirely insane. That is robbery.
Yes.
They should be charged with robbery.
Yes.
You know?
But are they going to be?
But no, the laws they wrote protects them to do the robbery. That's what I'm saying, man. That's, you know. You used to never hear about things like this. You never heard about them. I mean, you used to get about this stuff free willy, what I used to do about before the internet. You know, can you imagine? Only people can rob on them. But now that's the thing, the joy of internet. The beast went against them. That's the best like this. This wouldn't be existing if we didn't have internet. We wouldn't even be talking about this. We wouldn't even know each other, Antoinette.
We wouldn't. But how long are we going to have internet?
Well, that's,
you know, I mean, that's something else that we have to look at. How long are we going to have it?
Everything's going to be restricted. Like I said, it casts a society, and if they get out the RFID chips, you can't do nothing unless they say it's okay.
Yeah, did you hear about the chips that they're going to put in the medicine? They're going to put the chips in the medicine.
We had another caller sitting on the line. I'm sorry, I'd be letting them. Let's bring them on here real quick.
Oh, I've seen that, but they didn't have their hand up.
Okay, well, it's a 302 number.
Yeah, I don't know who it is, but they didn't have their hand up.
Well, 723, you're live. Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't have their hand up, so I didn't.
I let them on. But yeah, what's next? What is next? It's like every day something new. And I just think this media, first off, the guy's name with the basketball team issue, little man, Sterling?
Yeah, I don't remember, but I know who you're talking about. I know his name
is That goes to show how much attention I'm paying to that bullshit. You know? Because that is insane. You know, I mean, the man shouldn't be saying, but that is a private conversation, supposed to be. You know what I mean? Well, people do in their house, that's their own personal business, you know? And then for this woman to throw it out publicly like that, then he gets, you know, forced to sell the team, you know, which, I mean, okay, he's an old bastard, maybe deserves what he got, you know what I mean? But he's an upper elite. He's one of the elite people.
Well,
and I think he pissed off one of his elite buddies.
What I say is the good. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't piss off one of them elite buddies. And apparently that's what he did. So I figured he got set up. You know, sold out.
No, I mean, it's the good old boys club. And, you know, like I said to you last night, I said, watch it come out that he's dying of something, you know, his age and everything else. Not that I wish anything on him. But then this morning, you know, there it is. You know, he has prostate cancer. You know, I said, okay, so see. And, you know, who knows, it may, you know, be sold to somebody in his family so that they don't have to pay inheritance taxes on it or something.
Well, they'll have a foundation pop up real quick to hide that money. That, you know, Who knows? I think the reason the girlfriend did it, she knows he's about ready to cash out, and his wife's suing the girlfriend for the things that he bought for her, the girlfriend, or whatever. She's a gold digger. You see that, you know.
Well, someone has said.
But how can you sue somebody for something that gave you gifts? I don't see it where the foundation is or a case like that. I mean, sue anybody for anything, whether you get a judgment or not, that's who knows. But, you know, come on, man. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, if she has a service guy,
I put a link in for that.
Who knows?
I put a link in for the meds.
Man.
With the medication, I put a link in for that.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's see what that's all about, man. FDA approves the first digital pill. I'll be damned. The Food and Drug Administration just approved a device that is integrated into pills, let doctors know when patients take their medicine and when they don't. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Let's start the control now. Let's start control now. I'll be.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are they going to do? Have that chipping sound off for alarm? Come out and take your medicine.
It says here.
Are you going to be arrested for not taking your medicine?
Right.
You know, you decide to go all natural and not go by what the doctor says. You know,
right.
I'm kicking this. And, you know, is that a part of the Affordable Care Act?
When a pill doesn't come out of your body, I don't understand it.
I guess it must attach to something.
It must. Let's see. Doctors know when a patient takes a medication they don't. Adherence to prescription is a serious problem. About half patients don't take medications the way they're supposed to, but the patient's doctors now becoming big brother, the statistic could change drastically. See, the device is made by Protus Digital Health. It's a silicon chip about the size of a sand particle with no battery and no sensor. It is powered by the body itself. The chip contains a small amount of copper and magnesium. After being ingested, the chip will intact with digestive juices to produce the voltage and can read from the surface of the skin through a protector patch, which then sends a signal via a mobile phone to inform the doctor that the pill has been taken. Fuck me.
Now, let me ask you something, Ron and ABC and the guests.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that this will also be a kill switch in your body?
You don't know. I mean, why would you put something foreign in your body like that?
Well,
you know?
I mean, I'm sure that you're not going to know that it's in there. I mean, I don't know. But, I mean, will they be able to make this a kill switch? I don't know.
I mean, that's another good question, yeah.
Or is this going to be something that's going to control you? You know, a mind control mechanism or something?
I don't know. Wow. The chip contains a small amount of copper magnesium. After being ingested, the chip will interact with the digestive juice to produce the voltage to read from a surface of skin through the detector patch, which then sends a signal via mobile phone. Via mobile phone, what the fuck? So it can transmit the information of Dr. Bill has been taken. Sensors on the chip also detect heart rate and can estimate the patient's amount of physical activity. More than just a way for doctors to look over the patient's shoulders and allow doctors to better assess the person responding to given dose or if the dose needs to be adjusted. As clinical trials began in 2009, the FDA approved the following for European regulatory approval for August 2010. Right now, the FDA is only approving the chip for placebo pills, which were used in trials showing the chip to be safe and highly accurate. Protus hopes to gain approval to use this adjustable chip with other medications. Andrew Thompson, chief executive of Protus, said that the ship has already been tested with treatments for tuberculosis, mental health, heart failure, hypertension, and diabetes. Let's see. The company is currently working with makers of metformin, a drug used type 2 diabetes, most commonly prescribed drug, most prescribed drug in the world. The company also plans adding a wireless glucose meter to the device so the dosage amount and frequently can be tolerated in change of blood glucose levels. Oh, my. We would also like to digitize the drugs taken to treat the neurological disorders, disorders such as Parkinson's disease and Huntington's disease. Often, patients receive drugs regularly, sometimes several times per day, and for extended periods of time, ensuring that these patients are adhering to prescribed regimens could generally improve quality of life for some. Transplant patients often have to take in some drugs for long periods. Following surgery could also potentially benefit from digitizing their medicine. Ingestible body sensors have been discussed for a while now, but Proteus Digital Plus are the first ingestible sensor to be approved by the FDA, according to Nature. The first step towards regulating programmable bio-nanochips developed by Rice University scientists can detect heart disease and cancer or cancer from saliva samples. If a chip were permanently implanted into the body, it could provide an early alarm system for diseases before symptoms are detected by the patient. Scientists at Tel Aviv University in Israel and Birmingham and Women's Hospital in Boston are developing a pill-sized robot that is remotely powered by an MRI machine to swim through the gut and look for molecular signs of gastrointestinal cancer. For the first demonstration of a placebo, but surely drug companies are eager to digitize their pills and make sure patients empty out their prescriptions when they're supposed to. Although possible, it's hard to imagine the complication would arise when the device is used with, say, Lipitor and did not arise with a placebo. The unusual FDA bottleneck could be lost with the first incorporation to the bona fide drug. The possible use of this ingestible sensor is a very long body itself, as long as the body itself. With a computer chip, ingestible chips will follow expansion path, more law, and be able to sense more than less in the future. The FDA really could do much to get the technology on a fast track. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. What are we looking for here? That's in Forbes. That's nice.
Yeah. As I put the link for that about the chip and about the woman losing her house, both of them were in Forbes.
I'll be damned. Wow. I'll be damned. What's next?
So for it to be in Forbes, you know it's a moneymaker.
Well, yeah. They're looking for investors.
No, it's a revenue maker.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to shove this little chip to make sure you're taking an aspirin or not. That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
That'd take care of their genocide program also, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, they could take us all out real quick with all that bullshit.
Yeah, so
don't
go to the doctors.
Well, you think they'd have to inform you of that, they're putting this shit in you, you know? I mean, they won't, I don't know.
No,
but remember,
they own you. Your birth certificate made you their property.
That's right, exactly. That's right.
No, we're all slaves to the corporation.
Mm-hmm. So they can do whatever they want with us. Just to go sneak around it. Don't stir them up. Don't get them too paranoid.
Yeah.
Keep
them happy, slaves. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Keep them happy,
well,
slaves.
You want to talk for a while? I have to go take a break for a second. You want to play a song, or you want to play a song or something, or?
Yes, I'll play a song.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me just sit down and relax a minute. Let me tell you about it.
Come on, y'all, let's groove. Hey, hey, hey. From London to
Yeah, right on. That'll work.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah. And we have
digital
ABC.
Digital pills, take your house. All right, ABC, cool.
Yes.
All right.
Hello, ABC.
Phone lines.
Hey, hi, Aunt, and hi, Ron.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Hello.
Okay, just wanted to say welcome back. I'm doing some work. My wife's got me putting some furniture together, but I did want to say hey,
man,
to you guys. I know you're getting ready to get off here. Welcome back. You know, there's not a lot of good BTR shows that are left out here. You know, there's a couple, but not as many as there used to be. So good to have you guys back.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
They didn't knock us down, but it was me. My health had an issue I had to take care of, so I couldn't be here, and I had to leave the country for a little while. So I'm all better now, thank God.
And
money transferring from other countries is a hassle, seems like. So BTR, for some reason, my credit card wasn't going through no more. And when I got back, I found out that my credit card was compromised. That's why they locked it. So BTR didn't get no money. Made them a little upset. Kind of made me happy because I didn't lose nothing. But they wouldn't let me go in with another number yet. That was the issue. So
right.
I couldn't take it back up. So, but I got it all straightened. It took me about 2 weeks to get it straightened out, but we're back. I'm back. We're back. We're all back together again.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear you, man.
Yeah, good to hear you guys. I also mentioned to Antoinette, I wanted to know, have you guys heard from Perry?
I talked
Ron
to him
has.
Last week. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I talked to him last week.
So what's he doing, man? Is he going to do any more radio or?
He's talking about it, man. You know, I told him, I said, man, you know, BTR's dying.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, there's not really that. I mean, I'm not saying that against nobody else. Everybody has great shows. But, you know, the thing with me and Perry, we used to do what Perry used to do, it just, you know, it was off the hook, you know, quite a bit. But, you know, the thing is, I don't see too much of a good format in a lot of different shows. You know, there's some ones I go to have a good format. Some, you know, don't, they make no sense, so you can't really get an edgewise to it, the conversation they're trying to do. And mostly, I see it's mostly religion on BTR anymore. It's all religion, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wow. You know, as far as politics go and discussing the real true manners, the matters that are happening in this country, in this world with us, you know, we're it. You know, besides other ones, you know, there are a few other good ones there still left, but I don't know. It's kind of sad to see the old veterans go out. But I'm glad I'm back. I'm planning on sticking around until they shut the internet off, man. You know, it's, I mean, you know what I mean? I can't, you know, why not, man? I enjoyed this. I mean, I missed you guys. I missed everybody. All my, you know, people came to the show and, you know, working with Antoinette just broke my heart, you know, but, you know, I was in a condition where I had to get taken care of and over here just didn't suit me to get done the right way.
Right.
So,
that's
and
good
I feel much better, man.
Get out there and get it taken care of outside of the country. That's interesting, actually.
Right.
Maybe sometime, I don't know how much you want to get into it, you know, but maybe sometime later you can kind of talk about it. That sounds pretty interesting. I've heard about it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I kept a diary, you know, on my laptop and stuff while I was gone and, you know, there and, you know, pictures, and I'll pop them in here and there, you know, through the show and let people see them and stuff like that. But, yeah, man, it's I had a gallbladder issue and it had to go. And it's such a basic surgery here. Yeah, well, I maybe so, but I just don't like what I'm hearing, you know.
Right.
So I started testing the water. I started checking around the world. I got more than a second opinion, trust me.
Right.
But I also quit smoking, man. I quit smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, I gave it up
now.
A few years back. That's all right.
Yeah. I feel much better.
I'm
going to
have two bugging me.
Well, I went to a vapor cigarette. I went to the vapor cigarette thing, you know, and, you know, it weaned me right off. It was easy. It was real easy.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Mm,
I took them in to readjust.
They're heavy.
They're what?
They're too heavy. They're too heavy.
Too heavy?
Yeah.
What do
the
you
cigarette
mean?
Is too heavy. It's not
like a
regular
cigarette. Okay, I understand the physical anguish you have lifting up a regular cigarette with compared to one.
No, it's not, but I'm just saying you can tell that.
I don't want you stressed out over it.
No,
yeah.
You can just tell it's not a real cigarette.
Right, but the thing is, like the one I have here, it weighs about the weight of a little small flashlight.
Yeah.
But it's not. It doesn't look like a cigarette either. know.
Oh, see, mine looks like a cigarette.
It is.
And everything.
It looks like a heroin needle. It looks like a heroin
needle.
Oh,
shoot. Well, I wouldn't want nothing like that.
I mean,
no.
I'm just joking. But it's got a glass cylinder, glass tank with the oil in it. You know, you see the glass tank, and then you got the thing you hit, and it's great.
Oh,
it's
my.
Great. Well, answer that. Maybe I can send you one. I got a generator belongs to you, too, you know. It's sitting here in my house. I need to get that to you, too. I bought you.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I need to go ahead and get off and get back to work. She's looking at me funny.
Okay.
All right,
hey, don't get beat up over us, brother. Don't get beat up over us.
No, don't do that. But thank you for calling in, ABC. You know I love hearing you.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to you coming on air with us. You and Rhonda have to get together to discuss a day.
Absolutely.
It sounds kind of interesting. I'll talk with you about it. All right, we'll talk
to
you guys later.
We'll get together.
Okay.
All right, brother.
All right.
Sorry, man.
Bye.
All right, we have another caller on.
Yes, it is.
814. Area code 814, I'm going to open your line.
I done did it.
Hey, Ryan, it's Billy.
Hey, Billy,
hello,
how's it
Billy.
Going, man? How you doing?
Well, you know how I'm doing. I'm depressed, man. I'm going through like I was angry, now I'm depressed. I feel like I'm going through, like I'm grieving. It's like grieving, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to bring your show down because I'm actually,
well,
you know,
care.
I feel sick to my stomach over this.
Over what?
Well, Ron knows. I mean, Pennsylvania did away with the Fourth Amendment.
Right. They went
are you in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one who brought it up to me. Right.
Yeah.
And yeah,
it's
we
gone.
Talked about that just a second ago, man. Yeah, that's bullshit.
It's
I mean,
gone.
Earlier I said on the show, I don't know if he's here, you know, Billy, I was talking about earlier, but I said this is straight up showing criminal activity. It's a crime. You know?
Yeah, and it's no conspiracy theory either, right? At all. It's,
no,
been,
it's,
on,
a
it's
fact.
Been on one local news. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
It's
I'm
going to
call
wild,
my sheriff
man.
Tomorrow. I'm going to call my sheriff tomorrow, and I'm just going to ask him an easy question. I'm going to say, how should I feel about that? It's like, you know,
right.
Fourth Amendment is gone.
Yep.
I don't know how to feel about that. And just see how I respond.
And it's like, doesn't matter what you say. If you claim constitutional rights on that, it ain't going to matter. It ain't going to matter what you say. Period.
There's nothing to say.
Well, did you talk about the pills? The digital pills, you're going to feed you, not if you're taking your medication. The FDA just approved that.
What makes
it? It'll make your day. Here, let me pull it back up here. It's in Forbes, and I'll read part of it to you. I think Antoinette has it in the link. The link's in the chat room.
Yeah,
No,
put it back up. I'll put it back in for
okay.
you.
No more skipping your medicine.
You.
The FDA approves first digital pill. So they know how much you take, if you're taking it or not.
Mm-hmm.
How's it feel to be? You're going to be a cyborg. Everything you do is going to be recorded digitally. And it'll send a message to the doctors via cell phone. You now are a telephone, too.
Yeah, I actually did a show on that a while ago. I still might have the clip if you want it for a later show. Where the woman is telling you exactly what it is. She calls it your first superpower. Vitamin I can't even pronounce it. Vitamin authentication is how she termed it. It's like
right.
taking a vitamin. Yeah, that's what she said.
Yes, so it says the device is integrated into pills and lets doctors know when patients take their medicine. So I guess you're going to put it in every pill?
I don't know. Excuse me. Billy and N2K, I put the link for both stories back in the chat room for you, the one for the Fourth Amendment about the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, that they don't need the police do not need a warrant to search your car, and also for the pills, that they're going to have the chips in them.
Mm-hmm.
So, N2K, you're welcome to call in. Also, if you would like to chime in on either one of these stories, And the number, the call-in number is 718-508-9813. And I'm going to put the number in the chat room for you also.
Yeah, man.
There you go.
Wow. What is next? What is next? This is getting insane. It's kind of like, you know, it's like the old space movies we used to watch when we were kids. You know what I mean? The unbelievable things. Like Star Trek. That ain't going to ever happen. You know?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Ron, actually, if you type in Google, type in electronic tattoos.
Electronic tattoos?
Yeah, it's basically the same thing as the
RFID kind of thing.
Yeah, the authentication thing.
The corporations want this shit. You know, it's another product to sell to fuck people. That's what it is. Jesus.
Electronic tattoos.
Yep.
Wow. See, I don't like tattoos, period. I'm really against tattoos. I just don't like them. But what is, I'm going to Google it now. What is an electronic tattoo supposed to do?
Oh, I see. Okay, lovely.
Pardon me?
And it's stick-on. It's not ink. It's stick-on, Ron. The tattoo is stick-on. It's not ink.
Right, yeah. Right, I see that.
It sticks on, so does it stay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see the images for
it. Let me see if I can play this clip of it. Hang on a minute.
Oh, that's the nigga.
Can you all hear this? Can you hear this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For MRI, TCKG, sonogram, and scanner. Medical technology allows doctors to monitor vital information about the inner workings of the human body. Imagine if some of these machines were made so thin, light, and portable that they could be attached right to the surface of your skin and go wherever you go.
There's some very sophisticated device functionality sitting on my skin.
Two NSF-funded innovators have done just that by engineering something called an electronic tattoo, a microelectronic health monitor that has the potential to revolutionize the field of healthcare technology.
The electronics have always been rigid. To make the electronics flexible, that's quite a challenge.
The path taken by John Rogers and Hyun-Gong Hwang to develop the electronic tattoo is an example of how collaboration is often a key or critical part of the innovation process. It all started in 2005 when both men worked at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, and Hwang happened to stop by a lecture Rogers was giving on campus.
And we started talking, and we found Seth Jones' work very fascinating, and Joe found my work mechanically useful. So naturally, the two of us evolved and worked together.
At the time of their first encounter, Rogers, a material scientist and electrical engineer, was looking for new ways to use electronic circuits formed on the surface of silicon. Silicon is a natural semiconductor that has electrical properties between that of a conductor, a material in which an electrical charge can flow freely, and an insulator, a material that doesn't conduct an electrical charge at all. Semiconductors are the heart of most electronics today.
So at a very simple level, you can use a semiconductor like silicon as a switching element to turn electricity off or on.
Hwang, a mechanical engineer who has since moved to Northwestern University, specializes in the mechanics of curvilinear materials, which have surfaces that are wavy.
Curvilinear surface is a surface that's not flat. That's not to put it up on my head. Surface is curvilinear.
By combining their fields of expertise to hatch the initial idea of the tattoo, they set out to manufacture a prototype, something that has taken about 7 years and multiple breakthroughs to produce.
Well, the key thing is to make the electronics as flexible as possible. That can't follow the theme of quality.
The first breakthrough happened when they figured out how to slice off the surface layer of a silicon wafer. This new technique resulted in silicon that could bend, just like a single sheet of paper. Next, they discovered how to make silicon elastic, allowing it to be either flat or wavy in shape.
suddenly you have a form of silicon that can bend, it can stretch, it can deform, it can coat, and conform to curvilinear shapes, very much like biological tissue.
Even though it is called a tattoo, there is no need to pierce or puncture the skin. Instead, the device is formed.
So what we can do then is we can take this device, laminate it on the skin, almost like a children's temporary transfer tattoo.
To figure out how to engineer this, Rogers and Blong looked to nature, noting how easily lizards stick to walls.
Like tobacco and others. They can even attach to this wall and even let it go. So let's move forward some of that idea into which the electron is not using glue to have strong adhesion with the skin.
Once attached, it can wirelessly detect electrical signals from inside the body, such as those given off by cells within the heart that cause it to contract and pump blood through its four chambers.
This particular device is powered inductively. So there's a coil here. I can bring a wireless power supply in proximity to this device and deliver power to it through the air.
Rogers and Long filed at least 10 different patent applications with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to protect your invention before commercializing it. Patents allow inventors to acquire what are known as intellectual property rights to their inventions for limited periods of time.
The intellectual property is absolutely crucial. If that's not done carefully and thoughtfully, and if you don't really have distinctively new ideas that are well separated from things that people tried in the past, it won't be viable. You won't be able to commercialize.
A startup company called NC10 has licensed the multiple patents and patent applications and is developing a new generation of flexible healthcare devices.
While I was doing mechanics work, I never thought that I would have so much interaction with electrical engineers or material scientists, but now it's really at the interface to create new devices that never existed before.
Innovation brought to life by a unique and long-lasting collaboration that has the potential to stretch the limits of modern healthcare technology.
Wow. There we go. We're going to be cyborgs. Yeah.
Whew.
Well,
boy.
If that's the case, all right, here's what I got to say. If that's the case, then we shall live forever. If it knows everything that's going on and it tells you before it happens, we shall live to be thousands and thousands of years old. You know what I mean?
As what, a machine?
But in all reality, in my world, my thought is, what is the real story behind that? What's up with this?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what I say.
It's definitely one of the ways of them definitely getting it. You swallow a pill and get this tattoo put on you, and we got you.
Yeah, well, I put another article in there. Electronics, how stuff works. And they have the electronic tattoo, and it tells you how it works. And then, I also put a link in there from CNN, Fourth Level of Government, the Google throat tattoo.
Well, why do I have this big desktop computer? Why do I need this stuff?
I don't know, because
I don't need this stuff. I just spent all this money on this new gear. What am I doing? I could have had it implanted in me and just walked down the street and did a show.
Well, you know,
as I'm walking along.
They also have cell phone implants now, too.
Why not?
Did you hear me, Ron?
They're
selling for
it.
You. Cell phone implant.
So I can't do this show while I'm shopping, you know?
Hey.
I can give you play-by-play action at Walmart. You know what I'm saying? Well, now I'm going through kids' wear, and I'm going to granny underwear department. I'm going to whip through electronics and see what new thing I can get attached to me. You know.
But, you know, look, with everything that is going on, do you notice one key thing? We're paying for it.
Yeah.
You know, we're paying for these gadgets that is invading our lives. We're paying for it.
Right. Oh, excuse me. I'm bad. I'm sorry. Excuse me, Anthony. Sister Gomez, I didn't see you there. I'm so sorry. How are you doing? Great show tonight. You had a real good show.
How's the Sarah going?
Enjoyed quite a bit. We got her on the board? Well, we got one.
I don't know. I wasn't in the studio.
So, 813?
Yes.
Yeah.
Greetings, Ron and Antoinette.
Hello, Sister Agonia.
How are you? I'm wonderful.
Well, thank you, and you.
I just got in. I heard the last end of the clip, and I don't want to disturb the flow. I just wanted to greet you and welcome you both back.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Glad to hear you.
Well, I'll just listen.
And you had a great show this evening.
Yeah, you had a wonderful show this evening.
Oh,
yes,
thank you very much.
Going on Noxus Cardia.
Noxus Cardia.
She has a great show. Noxus Cardia. She has a great show on BTR.
Thank you,
yep.
Antoinette.
Yep.
Well, I'll just be
very
quiet and
show.
Listen.
Can
go ahead and dialogue about, it sounds like you're talking about being chipped or being made into an android or something. Is that what y'all talking about?
Yeah. Well, they have
chips
now that they're putting in the medicine.
Yeah.
And now they have tattoos, electronic tattoos.
Wow. Transhumanism.
Yes. And then they have cell phone implants.
My goodness.
Yeah, so, you know, for everything, they got something for you. And that's why I just said, you know, but notice we're paying for it all, you know. We're purchasing it.
Well, are people actually getting these implants, are they in use? Are they implementing this? Or is this just, you know, the things that they're talking about that they have available to be used in the future? Are they actually implementing this in the present? I'm sure they probably are.
In the present.
Because usually when they let us know about things, they've already been doing it for 25 years anyway.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. But the pill thing, yeah, the FDA approved it. The FDA approved that digital pill thing. And they'll put it in medicine so they'll know if you're taking the pills or not.
Now, I heard they were going to do that.
Yeah.
That's insane. Has every pill got one of these little chips in it, I guess? Maybe is that how it's going to be?
You know they've probably been shipping babies for a long time now, probably already.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know when my grandchildren were born, the first thing they do is have a nurse come in, take the baby out, and they claim that they're putting eye drops in the baby's eyes. But how do we know what they're doing?
That's true.
Right. Yeah. Wow. We're like test rats. We're all a bunch of test laboratory rats to these people.
Well, in their minds,
wow.
I think so. They being the people that are running the place, if they are people, I'm not convinced that they are people.
I have to second that with you. I'm on the same track with you, Sister Goni. It's so insane. Anymore.
Intense. It's getting
insane.
Very intense, isn't it, Ron?
Intense and insane. I mean, why would you do that? What does it mean? But they come. The bad part about it, they come up with this, excuse my language, bullshit reason why it has to be. Now, they say it's for medical reasons, blah, blah, blah. No, there's another agenda involved with this. You can't, you show me the candy coating, but you're not showing me the sour inside. You see, that's just bothering me.
You know, when Antoinette and I discuss this matter, I always say to her, you're trying to rationalize something that's irrational. That's why I don't think you're human. Okay? So, you know, they have a different agenda, and I think they've announced the agenda and written it in their white papers and talked about it openly, that they intend to get rid of the human species. They don't have any use for us anymore. So I think that's what the agenda is, and that doesn't mean they'll accomplish their goal, but, you know, I think that's what they have in mind.
Wow.
Yeah, and
I
agree. That's the reason why I said with the pill, is that going to have a kill switch?
Well, have
you
heard of the,
what
is it called? It's called, oh my goodness. There are little fibers that they are finding. The lady with the NASA documents, remember, recall she talked about how she checked her children or grandchildren and with a micro, with the,
magnifying glass.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. And saw that there were indeed fibers, Morgellons. It's called Morgellons.
And these fibers are supposed to be able to receive some kind of signal from a satellite.
Oh,
yeah, Morgellons. Do you remember, recall, I told you about Morgellons, and I apologize for telling you about it? Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember the name.
Yeah, that's so scary, I won't even go. I can't bear to.
Oh, okay, yeah, now that you said it, because you said you didn't want to see it.
Yeah,
and I
did look into it at one time, and it was so deep and so scary, I said, oh, okay, I don't want this in my brain. So I just backed off of Morgellons, but there's been a lot of data, a lot of information out there on the Internet about Morgellons for some years now.
Yeah, when I seen it, just looked like eczema or, you know, like psoriasis.
Well, yeah, but it's deeper than that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm going to be quiet. I'm kind of drained from doing the show, so I'm just glad you're back, and thanks for taking my call, and I'll just be quiet and listen for a while and enjoy the show, okay?
Okay, well,
absolutely.
Thank you for calling.
I'm glad to hear you.
Absolutely. All righty.
No doubt about it. Bless you.
Mute myself.
Yeah.
Okay. Billy D, you're asking, has anyone ever had jury duty? Yeah, but I get kicked out. I don't do it no more. I don't even vote. I don't even register to vote anymore.
Well, what's up with all these crazy questions? Like, you know, do you have physical, psychological disability?
They ask that?
Yeah, they ask you if you like cops or not. Like, if you know what I mean? Like, if you're a cop hater.
Really?
Has anyone you know ever committed a crime? I mean, there's a lot of answers.
Well,
you gotta sign it. Yo, man, I've never seen one of these before. Dude, I've never seen one of these before. I don't answer that question. That's just, dude, I got to call them up and say, look, I just want to put a big old N.A. across this and send it back to you. I got no problem showing up, okay, for jury duty, but, you know, this is, me personally, and I'm not no fucking rocket scientist, sorry about cursing on your show, but
okay.
I could come up with a really good profile about somebody,
mm-hmm.
you know, from all these questions, and maybe mm-hmm. you might want to investigate them, so I feel really uncomfortable about filling any of it out.
Just kind of
yeah,
I'm
used to
know.
Ask if you work for an insurance
you know
company.
I would put on there myself for the answer, you. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean you?
When it's sitting this, whoever wrote this out, this questionnaire, you are the criminal that I know. Yeah,
I don't know. I'll
put on that
way.
I don't care. And, you know, the other thing about it is, I think if you're called for jury duty and you go in there and you get selected, I think you're breaking the law, too, because, one, the Constitution says it's got to be your peers. And if I'm not a peer to that person under trial, then I don't need to be there, you know, really.
Well, Ron,
yes,
if they're taking away the Fourth Amendment, do you really think that they care about your peers?
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Well, Ron, what do you mean by peers? What do you you confuse me, because when you say – peers, I'm thinking, like, all right, this is something local. This is something local that obviously happened, you
right.
know, they need jury for.
Right.
So
well,
when I think of peers, I think people that basically live in my area.
That know you, right, in your area.
Right.
That know you. That's your peers. I seen a trial go where the defendant, you know, they had the jury selection, did all that, and he made his attorney object to him because they're not his peers. And the judge told the sheriff to go find some peers. And the sheriff couldn't find nobody. So, you know what I mean? Because the Constitution, that's what it says, jury of your peers. That's what it's supposed to be. And they tell you that. But these people in the jury pools are not peers. There's people randomly selected because they're registered voters.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Total different setup.
Maybe. That
people know.
Maybe that's what I'll run across
it. It's been doctored in so much that people are used to it now. They don't know that the real, actual way it should be. You know, they work this shit in as they go along. And the problem is with people and why they don't know about it because they don't really care what they do. I have nothing to do with other shit to do. I don't care what they do, blah, blah, blah. And a lot of people do that. I used to do that. you know, I didn't care what the government did. So what? Who cares? Big deal. You know, blah, blah, blah. You know, and then until I started waking it up, then I woke up and like, wow. You know, it's one of them days you just didn't really want to wake up when you figured this out. I'm like, wow, man.
Well, I hope,
but I did.
I hope I don't
get,
I hope I don't end up in jail over this because I'm not filling it out and I'm not signing it. I will call them and tell them that I'm not filling it out and I'm not signing it. I'll show up like you'll want me to because I know you can put me in jail if I don't show up. But I feel uncomfortable filling out any kind of questionnaire. It's, you know, I'll even say just because of the way technology is and progress is, that's often gets stolen. And I, you know, I ain't put my signature with any questions. I'm not buying no pistol here. You know? Are you kidding me?
Well, it technically, the right to remain silent. That's the one, you know, that, believe it or not, that right still sticks for now.
I don't know. I'm in Pennsylvania, right, dude. That right might not be here either. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure they're trying to get it out of there. They're trying to completely burn the Constitution, burn it up, and the Bill of Rights.
That's obvious.
They both got to go through the shredder. That's what they want to do. They want to take that hemp paper and smoke it that it's wrote
on.
You know what I mean? And that's the problem I'm having with it. You know, I mean, we're all going to die one day. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the next generation will come on and on and on and on. But this generation now that's coming up into the game is catching on to this shit pretty quick. So they're going to have, they got to be getting pretty nervous, I'm thinking, you know. Like this American Spring thing, like I keep bringing up. It's, I mean, what is this about? I need to know. And I'm going to do some serious research on this, the topic. You know, try to contact some people into this game to see what the story is, what they're trying to do, what is the point, you know, what, you know, how's this going to work out? Or is it something that's been set up, like the occupancy movement? You know, a lot of people, what's a, you know, thing, things like that, then come to find out there's a government plan. They set it up, some type of deal like that. You know, they set up all these dictators in different countries and stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. They play these little games. So the question I'm having on that is, you know, if anybody could give me the answer, I'd really appreciate it. Call me, email me, whatever. I would like to know, is this America really waking up? Is this really going to happen to do what they say they're going to do? Is it going to work that way? Or what's it going to be? Another bullshit story? Like, what was that one dude? He's going to march across the river out of Virginia armed with guns and a bunch of people. You know, walk over. And it, yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, that didn't work out, did it? So,
no, he got arrested. He went to jail. He went to jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
I think it's a protest is going to be a zillion and one different grievances. I think it's a waste of time. If it's like, you know, three or four grievances, like the most serious ones, you know, like removing, let's say the Fourth Amendment, okay, and just getting rid of it,
right.
And you know, stuff like that, corruption, and it's pretty much all, you know, coherent, and the message is a zillion different things, then it might be useful.
Right. I wish they quit beating around the bush. That's the other thing, you know, Billy, man. Why don't you just come straight out and tell us what you're doing? Come on, let's get it out there. Quit bullshitting around. But no, it's always got to be secretive, and it's got to be plotted, and, you know, all that crazy shit. And
well,
it's,
you know,
oh,
what I
know,
said
American,
on show, right? Oh, sorry.
What's that? You both walk on each other. Go ahead, Billy.
Yeah, I think you heard what I said on the other show. I mean, I really would like them to update Pennsylvania's Constitution. I don't think they need to put in that section where it's at right now, I don't think they need to put warrantless searches. I think they should just get rid of it, just take it out completely. It doesn't exist here anymore. At least everyone would know, I guess, you know.
Now, I understand that it goes along with the federal guideline.
Yeah,
is what it's doing.
Pennsylvania's first state to jump on it. That just passed also in the U.S. Supreme Court about a week ago, and then Pennsylvania, it was 4-2 to do away with the Fourth Amendment here. You know, officer just doesn't need a warrant anymore.
And Philadelphia.
I think there's going to be a problem with that, you know. The other thing.
You know, I don't think.
You don't think so?
No. Tell you why.
Now, normally, okay, when someone gets stopped and a cop says, can I search your car, a lot of people do not realize that they can tell the cop no.
Mm-hmm.
And they just go on and yell, you know. So I think that people will just take it for granted that they don't have that right to begin with.
Well, you don't have that right here in Pennsylvania anymore. You can say no.
No, I know him.
Not before.
Yeah, I know in Pennsylvania you don't. But that's why I said I know Pennsylvania is a Commonwealth state, that, you know, their common law. And their court, I believe, in Pennsylvania is supposed to be the highest in the land, I think. I think it's Pennsylvania, no matter that their court is the highest.
Yeah, that's who rendered the judgment. It was six justices on that court. And it was 4-2 to do away with the Fourth Amendment here in Pennsylvania. So there's nobody you can call. It is the highest court because there's nobody.
Yeah, and then also
challenge it.
But you know, now this also, you know, that along the coastal lines, anywhere near the water, I believe, but I know the coastal lines is a free constitution. Wait a minute, I'm not saying it right. But you don't have any constitutional rights there. So now they're just taking it in more inland. Because if they're saying, you know, now in Pennsylvania, you know, you have no Fourth Amendment, and y'all aren't along the coastline.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Nope, I mean, y'all aren't far from it.
Yeah, and like you were saying about, you know, the strength of the court here in Pennsylvania, there's no like appealing it. That's it. It's end of story. I think George was saying they want to see how it goes. I'm like, no, dude, it's done. There's no how it goes. I can guarantee you, and I said it on George's show, I can guarantee you there's people in jail right now because of what our Supreme Court here passed. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
God.
Yes. Philly is in PA. N2K. Yeah, I'm in Delaware, Billy. So I know how Pennsylvania is.
I know where you live. I talked to you before.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. Forgive me.
That's all right. I don't forget anybody. I can't remember a name, but a voice, a face, I never forget.
Oh, well, you're good. You're good.
Your name, forget about it. I'll forget that in a heartbeat.
Oh, okay.
Someone's face and voice, I'll never forget.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah, so that's the reason why I said that. You know, searching your car, I think that's going to be one that's going to go through. You know, it's not going to be any real problem. It'll be people that know, that, you know, really know that, you know, cops aren't supposed to be able to just go and do it, that you do have a choice. But now
in
Pennsylvania,
clip,
you don't.
On that clip I heard on George's show, the lady stated, well, next is going to be my house, ain't it? That ain't happening. Next will be my house.
Okay,
well
you know what?
Heard.
Yes, it will.
The Patriot Act already does that. The Patriot Act already does that.
No,
you
but look, they did that. What did the Boston Marathon teach us? What did it teach you? How many houses did they search without warrants?
All of them.
Yep. How many weapons did they confiscate? Remember, they took those people out of their houses while they went in.
Yep.
So what does that already tell us?
It's already here. That's what it tells
us. It tells us that we live in a different place. I won't even call it America anymore. That's how much this affected me. You know what I mean?
It's not America.
I live in the States. That's where I live.
You live in the corporation.
Yeah. The States.
Yeah. The corporate planet. It's all, I mean, the bad part about there's no end to it. You know, is there going to be an end to this bullshit? That's a good question. But there is no answer for that. You can't come up with even a thought of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't seem to understand why people are staying asleep for so long and not coming to reality. Because they
feel like a lot of them don't know they're asleep.
Right.
Not everyone. You have to be awake to know that there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Or to even, want to try to do something, or, to even feel a certain way. Now, a lot of people are just in a state of confusion. Why is all of this happening?
Yeah, why would they do this to me? Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't mean to sound condescending. I'm sorry. I was just going to say, condescending. I don't mean to sound condescending, but
mm-hmm.
I think this, like my daughter's age, 25-year-old generation, they're literally like children, where they're not going to get it individually until, they actually stick their hand in the fire and you told them a million times not to do it, and then they did it and got burned. And then that's when that one person will wake up.
Right.
Yeah. But I think a lot of the 20-somethings are getting it.
Yeah, children mature a lot faster nowadays,
yeah.
But the problem is you still have all the things, because kids, they're younger, they don't care about reality. They want to have fun. You know what I mean? They want to
mm-hmm.
spread their wings and do their thing. You know what I mean? Like my son, my
mm-hmm.
youngest son, he's 21 now, all right? And he, he listens to me all the time. He goes, "Dad, I'm tired of hearing this shit, blah, 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 blah." And I keep trying to explain to him, man. I said, one day it's going to work for you. What I'm teaching you will work for you, okay? Well, guess what? It happened. A cop pulled him off to the side, wanted to talk to him, and he told the cop, "I ain't talking to you until I have an attorney." And that was that, and the cop let him go. That easy, I said, yeah, that's it. They want you to admit to something, and they will talk you into admitting something. Because the cop badgered the shit out of him, And I told him, it doesn't matter how mad they get at you, do not say nothing. Don't say nothing to them. But, because he didn't do nothing wrong. He wasn't involved with nothing anyway, or knew anything about the incident or whatever it was. But there again, he kept shut up. And that worked for him. He caught on. And now he's, he started scratching it. Damn, my dad was right, And I think he's maybe starting to turn to catch it, but he still wants to play. You see what I mean?
Excuse me, Ron. I'm trying to open up Sister Agonia's line, and I'm having a problem. Could you see if you can do it?
Which one is
it? Did I open the Sister Agonia?
I'm here.
Open.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I just wanted to make a comment about the ruling in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And, Ron, correct me if I don't understand this correctly, but... I thought that the court's job is to interpret the law, not to make law, and that when they pass a law on the legislative branch, it's supposed to go out to the people, it's supposed to be put in a registry in order for it to become positive law. Now, I know that we're dealing with corruption and we're dealing with lawlessness at this point. But I also thought that anything that goes against the Constitution is null and void on its face.
It is. It can be criminal, according to the Constitution. You're exactly right. Yes, that's right.
So I said that to say that I think the only way this is going to be solved, there's going to be bullets flying pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That this is not going to get settled in the courts. And I'm not advocating violence as the way to solve it, but I'm saying it looks like they're so corrupt. They, like I heard the other gentleman say, or either it was you, Ron, that they're just shredding the Constitution. They just have no regard for it at all. They're just doing whatever they want to do. So when it gets to that point, then it looks like, there's probably going to be a shoot 'em up.
Well, but just to go, we know this. Here's what we know, all of us here in this group, is we know that we are not controlled by the people no more. We're controlled by a corporation. We're under corporate control. You know, that's where I come to the point, you know, people always tell me, well, you got to vote, you got to vote, you got to vote. No, I don't. Because it doesn't matter who I vote for, you done made the selection for me. You know, that's the way it looks anymore. And like,
well, yeah,
ever
I understand
since Electoral College, ever since Electoral College came into play, you know, and all that, and as far as laws go, yeah, the people need to decide by the popular vote. But they're going to do it regardless. But it's came to the point now where they don't have to ask the public no more. They can do it as they want at will, according to their set of rules.
That's because they're dealing with corruption, though, Ron. And that doesn't take away the fact that the Constitution is still in place. It's just being disregarded, and that's why I said it seems to be settled.
Right.
There's going to come a clash.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's so many people that aren't even aware of the Constitution or what it represents and the importance
right.
of respecting it. So, but, you know, there are still a lot of people that do understand that if they don't stand up to the corruption, then you're right. We'll probably all be, you know, it's a matter of whether or not certain people are going to tolerate the corruption beyond,
mm-hmm.
you know, where they're trying to take us. And I think there's an element in this, I want to say the word country, but I'll put it in quotes because, as you said, it's a corporation. Actually, the United States was only sovereign from 1782 to 1789 anyway. They've been in perpetual
mm-hmm.
bankruptcy ever since then, over and over again. And
right.
when a nation goes into bankruptcy, they lose their sovereignty. So, but that doesn't mean they can't, you know, turn it back.
Just,
it depends on what the people are going to do.
But in all reality, it's not the nation that should be in debt. It should be the government that's in debt. They're the one that acquired the loan. They're the one that spent the money.
Well, we
you
don't have
mean?
Any money. We won't go there. I will be talking
well,
about that all night.
I know. You see what I'm saying? It's just that seems to be the thing. Why should the people suffer when they had no involvement with it at all?
Well, again, you're using a moral argument to
mm-hmm.
try to think through an you know, people that are immoral and don't care about anybody else. I mean, these people have put
right.
themselves in the place of God. You know, they actually think. I mean, we know the Pope says he's the vicar of Christ until Christ returns, and he owns the whole planet. He claims to have ownership of the whole planet.
Right.
Like you said, they're insane. Okay, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I got another caller I'm going to bring in here real quick. We got like 15
okay.
minutes left, 14:57. I don't know how we'll go into overtime if they let us. I don't know about chat room. I don't know what BTR is doing nowadays. I've seen chat rooms die off real quick right after the hour. But I'm going to bring this other caller on here real quick. How's it going, caller?
I didn't press 1.
I don't think you have to anymore.
Oh.
I think it's
BTR
control. They're the controllers.
I'm just listening.
Okay. Who is this? Speedily?
I don't have any opinions.
You don't?
No, not today.
Okay. All right. Well, that's cool, man. Right on.
Not right now.
Good. Okay. Well, we'll obviously be on. All right, man. But, yeah, go ahead, Sister Going. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, Ron, that was complete
oh.
with my thought process. I was just,
oh,
you know.
Okay.
Thinking about the Constitution, even though we know it's not being respected, and I think it's going to come down to, you know, when you take in consideration what you see going on out there with the Bundy and Nevada, and now there's the same thing
right.
going on in Texas. So.
In Texas?
Yes, right now
Mayfield?
There's the same situation going on in Texas, our ranchers out in Texas. And this is basically Agenda 21, like Antoinette's always referring to. That's what's moving
correct.
Through Agenda 21.
Right. Well, like that Bundy Ranch deal, you know, there's a lot of people showing to back the guy up, which is a great thing. But like I said, you know, when they ordered all the millions of bullets and everything else they've ordered, well, you know, and now they're going to allow some states letting teachers carry guns in the school. So if you are a road worker, you'll probably be carrying a gun too. Highway Department will start carrying guns. You know, everybody that works for some branch of the government will be required to carry an AR-15. You know,
yeah.
I don't know. You know, that seems to be what they're doing. Is, you know, some of these cops, you know, I've talked to a few of them, they're like, they don't know what the hell's going on anymore. They're getting into a position where they're wondering what the hell's up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't
well,
what
you
it
know,
used to be.
You know what I find ironic? Now, you're giving all of these sub-orients, I guess, or however you want to say it, you know, postal workers, I think now they were talking about having the post offices with, I think, with guns and, you know, we know Social Security and things like that. Now, they want to arm these places, but you're disarming the military. The military, even on the bases, they're not allowed to be armed.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I mean, okay, why are you disarming the military?
Because
well,
when the shit hits the fan, the military is the one that's going to stand up and do something about it. That's why.
Right. They turned another
yeah,
military. There's a military inside of a military here. You know, that's the, you know, military ain't supposed to touch, you know, U.S. soil to do anything towards the people or anything here. But there's another military they're building up with the police departments, all that. They're militarizing them.
Yeah. So
that's
the one that Obama was talking about. And remember when he was running and he talked about a citizen's thing or something? Do you remember that, Ron? Is this Dergonia or Billy? Remember he talked about a citizen's thing?
Yes, but I think what Ron was talking about is the fact that they actually started about 15 years ago militarizing
mm-hmm.
the regular police, because I remember when they were doing drills in the park with the military in Indianapolis, Indiana. I remember that
wow.
myself, and that went around the country. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, indeed, Antoinette, in addition to that, Obama called for a citizens' army, he said, just as strong as the regular ones.
Thank you. I know it was something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
And also, you know, they know that the military, they can't depend on the military if this thing gets wild, and that's why they authorize UN people to come in here.
Yeah.
That's what the 100-mile border is all about around the country, and that's the reason why he wrote an executive order giving control of the coastal waters all around North America to the United Nations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Wow. Like I said, the hits keep coming. You know, why can't we live in peace and harmony? That'd be nice, wouldn't it? That'd be really nice.
Yeah, it would. But, you know, I have wishful thinking too, Ron.
Yeah. That's all you can do at this moment. For the moment.
Right.
Until the majority of people catch this, you know. Let's see. All right.
But do people want to catch it? Ron, you know, so many people that they leave me alone.
The younger generation, I think the younger generation is catching up with this. Okay, I need a 3-prong LXR pin, okay, for a microphone deal, all right? Well, the closest place I could find was Radio Shack, right? And since
mm-hmm.
I needed it right away, they didn't have the adapter I needed. The kid was really cool there. He pulled out the siren gun, all the tools I need to build this thing right there in their store, okay? And we're talking,
mm-hmm.
and he asked me, you know, what I was doing with it. I said, well, I'm a BTR show host, you know, and we got talking. Really? What do you do? I said, well, it's internet radio. It's just, you know, it's kind of a cool thing, and you know, he's never heard of it before. And he asked, well, what do you play music? So I said, well, we play music, but I said, we mostly talk about politics and what's going on with the world today. He said, oh, man, really? And he really got into it. And he pulled out his iPhone and looked up the show and started listening to the archives. So, and he goes, yeah, exactly, man. I think, you know, he just heard a lot that made sense to him. He goes, I was thinking that too, and this and that and that. And I said, well, that's the whole problem. You just got to get educated to the fact of what we're seeing, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was cool. I mean, and a lot of people, like I said, I heard people discussing the grocery store. This has been quite a long way back before I took off. These people were actually talking about economic collapse at the grocery store. Other people, you know. I'm like, wow,
mm-hmm.
man, that's cool. But, you know, the poor kid at Radio Shack, I was there for like 3 hours. I completely did an educational tutorial for him and a lot of things. He really dug me a lot. So I hope they'll come on the show sometime and listen to us. But, yeah.
Yeah, we have 8 minutes left. Excuse me, Ron.
Yeah.
We have 8 minutes left. Please call in if you want to continue to listen to the show or if you'd like to join in on the conversation. The number is 718-508-9813. Again, that number is 718-508-9813. Thank you. I'm sorry, Ron.
That's right, and all the phone lines are open. So if you want to chime in, go ahead and say what you want to say, and that's cool.
But
yeah, go ahead.
Nothing outlandish or disrespectful. When pick up Mr. Talk's rules. No disrespectfulness. No personal attacks.
I'm attacked all the time. I'm used to it. It don't bother me no more.
Yeah.
Hey, Ron, that story that Antoinette put up is exactly what you talk about. They just did the two colleges just did a study, the universities just did a study on it. And they
yes, and thank you for giving it to me, Billy.
Yeah, they did that last month. That study came out last month. And they concluded that the United States is a oligarchy, which is what exactly is what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm going to put that in my note or bookmark that. But, yeah, it's been, you know, like Sister Joy said, all this stuff is 15, 20 years, you know, behind us. They're ahead of us, you know, type thing, and this technology and what they're spewing out now. And it's you know, God only knows what they invented today, what we're going to see 20 years later. You know, what is next? You know, it's almost mind-boggling sometimes, so much of it.
Pre-crime. Pre-crime, that's what's next.
Yeah, pre-crime. Right, yeah, I remember that, too. They were
the
talking about that
crime.
Shit. Yeah, right. You think you're doing something
yeah.
wrong here. What was that movie that came out? They did a movie. What the hell was that
called? Oh, Minority Report.
Minority Report, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
see, that
right.
was one of the ones I've seen.
And now they discuss this stuff seriously now.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
That's, wow. Okay.
Well,
like
something
these,
that
is the Terminator
read.
Next? Is the Terminator next? We got Terminators on the street next? Holy crap.
Well, that's the robots, the cloning, look at all of the...
the
yeah, chips
the
and
robotics,
everything, the tattoos, and yeah, the robotics. So
I think androids are cloned by computers.
Yeah.
You know, you used to blind with a control pack and a joystick.
Yes, do you remember the show that used to come on back in the 70s with Lee Majors? $6 Million Man.
$6 Million Man, yep, the Bionic Woman. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they
I
did
that. That the movie RoboCop.
Mhm. Right. Right.
So I
right.
guess they've been prepping us for years.
Mhm.
Well, they actually do have a robot now. They actually do have
Pardon
a robot
me?
Now. I've seen. They actually do have a robot now. I've seen it on video, and they just send it off, you know, through like Walmart parking lots, and it basically runs license plates and see if the owners want it for anything.
Mhm.
So they have that out now.
There's a movie on Netflix that was like that. The guy, I can't remember the name of it, save my life. I'll find it and post it tomorrow. But the guy goes to see a parole officer and it's a robot, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it pops up. It says your heart rate's going up. Do you think you need a pill? And it popped up these pills out of the desk, you know. Yeah. You know, it's
hey, Ron,
like, wow.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. I was wondering, do you think when society went from an agrarian society to industrial society that there was as much trepidation and fear as there is now?
Well, I would say the industrial society is already here and gone.
No, that's not what I asked. I said when they went from an agrarian society to industrial society. It caused a lot of upheaval in people's lives.
Right. Yes.
A lot of migration
right.
of populations movement of people all over the place looking for work in the cities where they were used to be, you know, on the farm. So it shook the whole society up. And I'm asking, do you think this compares to that change, or is this worse or bigger or something?
I think it is going to be – it is worse because it's faster. It's a faster mover than that was. You know, that was a slow thing coming in. This is moving much quicker, which you got to figure the industrial complex is the main master controller of this. That's what, I think it's moving a lot faster, and it's going to get worse. It has to. There's no other way around this.
That's what history says.
It just kills me if people can't pay attention to see this. I mean, if you just watch the local news, you can catch on to things, you know. This is a 10-hour show to do for this topic. You got me, sister, going on that one. I'm choked on it.
I was thinking about it because, you know, like, for instance, I'll give you a small example. I read a book about how Hilton Head Island was developed. The people that had the land down in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, were people that had inherited that land after the Emancipation Proclamation. And you remember the 40 acres and a mule thing? Well, some of the people got. And so as they got older, you know, too old to work the land and so forth, and they had grown or, you know, children and descendants that were getting older, they needed to find work. So they migrated into, you know, the Georgia areas, into the cities to find work. And so what that did was left the elder people behind. And they showed pictures in this book where there was just a few little people that were clearing the land. Hilton Head Island started off with a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually the people, because they were so poor and all their young, you know, adult people had to leave and go find work elsewhere, they end up selling off the land little by little.
Right.
So you see,
exactly.
It just
we got 30 seconds left, folks, to call in. N2K, you're on. Your mic's on too, brother. So, okay, go ahead, Sister Gunny.
Pardon?
Go ahead, sweetie.
It disrupted a whole, you know, that's a small example, but it disrupted a whole, you know, town, a whole community. And then it ended up that now there's hardly nothing left there of the original people that were there. So that's what I was trying to describe as far as the transition from agricultural society to the development of industrial society, and trying to compare the impact that it's having on people today versus the impact that it had on people back then. It caused disruption of people's lives and loss of land and,
Well, the Depression did that, a lot of that, you know, in 1929. That was a mover and shaker system. You know, people were trying to find some type of work somewhere. You know, so people migrated around, and a lot of them went to the big major cities because, you know, people in rural areas, you can't sell nothing, you can't make no money to survive on, so, you know, what do you do?
Right, now take a look at what you just said. Take a look at what you just said, and then look at what's going on in Europe. Okay, the EU, most of the countries over there have lost their sovereignty, and they're allowing people to migrate from country to country without, they don't have to have passports or anything like that for work. So they're migrant workers. So it's the same thing going on over there.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mess. It's a massive mess here, man. It's, you know, what does the person say? You know, The thing I don't get is why. You know, people say, well, it's for money, it's for profit, it's for power. That just ain't good enough for me. There's got to be another reason for this. There's got to be this agenda 21. I get that. But there's another agenda. Other agendas, I should say. There's more than just one, probably, I'm sure. But what is it?
What if the managers of this planet really did alter our DNA, like they say in the scriptures, and the Nephilim did alter our DNA, so therefore they look at us as their creation. So it's like if you had a farm and you had a you know, a herd of cattle, and you decided that you weren't going to be in the cattle business anymore. You decide you want to be in some other kind of business, and you decide you're going to get rid of your cattle. So it looked like maybe they're trying to, you know, transform to another kind of existence on the planet. They're certainly terraforming this planet for something other than human beings.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they say, well, I'm the same thing on that, too. It was on Nature, and they're talking about that. You know, how the UFO sightings are more common now, and, you know, things like that. Are they preparing this planet for themselves, their existence, or
mm-hmm.
whatever, so forth like that? Which pretty well could be. That, you know, it seems to be that way. Why would another human do the things they do, these humans, you know, so-called humans?
Well, if they altered the DNA, then they would feel like they have ownership of, you know,
mm-hmm.
of the species.
I don't know about all that, Ron. I'll tell you what, though. It's human nature. This is really nothing new. I mean the technology and the progress is new, obviously. But I mean, this is just downright human nature.
I beg to agree with you, because you know why? There was culture all over this earth at one time that was peaceful.
But most of them all collapsed, and they all basically went into a dictatorship. I mean, you had the people on top in power, and someone thought they called themselves gods. I mean, I can't think of any civilization that didn't head down the path of you get the 1%, and then they ruin it for everybody, and then you have the peasants. I can't think of one.
Well, I guess you're right about that.
Well, think of the population of the Earth now compared to what it was then. You know, that's where the clash, I think, will start, because there's more people here that are not 1%ers. There's 99% of this that they're playing with. You know, it's like playing with a bomb. You didn't know if the fuse is lit or not. You know,
mm-hmm.
So I mean, that's exactly what it is. I mean, but is that part of their plan to make that happen? Which, you know, in some studies and in past history, it's proven to be that. It's been exactly that, you know, some reason. Like these wars.
Well, Billy D, is it Billy D? Is that your name, Billy D?
I mean, I just made
a good point. I'm trying to go back in my memory as far as a little bit of history that I know, and I'm trying to think of a time when there wasn't an elite class, like you said. So if they're the managers of this planet, for a better lack of a better word, you know what I'm saying, then that would explain what you just said, why those civilizations collapsed. Because, I mean, look, they raised up civilizations. They raised up this one here, if you can call it that, and now they're moving it to Asia. But before that, it was in another part of the planet. It's like they just move from one part of the planet to another when they get ready for whatever, you know?
Right, and you know, something else is that this is a footnote, but if you look back, okay, at a lot of civilizations through history, a lot of them, weather was involved.
Yeah, cataclysm.
Like weird. It's really weird that weather was involved in kind of like pushing the last, I guess, putting the last nail into the coffin, man. You know what I'm saying?
Like it's happening right now.
Yeah. I know I had heard, I believe it was Dr. Blair. Did I say it correctly, Sister Connie?
Yes, you did. Dr. Blair.
Yes, that had said that World War III has already started, and I think he said it was in the late 90s or the early 2000s. With the weather wars, weather modification.
Well, there's an article online, and it's been online for, I know, personally, 14 years, because I had web TV, and I had link on my web TV. It's called Owning the Weather by 2025, and it was written by Air Force personnel. They said how they would win wars causing mudslides, floods, tornadoes, all of this. You know, it's still online. I checked the other day.
Okay, I'll check it in 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pull it up.
Called Owning the Weather by 2025.
Whoa. Okay. Okay, just give me 1 second to get back to it.
And you know they have atomic satellites up in the upper stratosphere, and nuclear,
yeah.
I meant to say, nuclear satellites.
Okay, Sister Gone, you said owning the weather by 2015?
No, 2025.
2025, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of things they have going on for 2025. Yep, and I do see it.
Mm-hmm. It was in originally, the article was in Popular Mechanics originally, and a lot of other people picked it up.
Mm. Well, for those that are still in the chat, I'm going to put it in there for you. Weather as a force multiplier, owning the weather in 2025.
Oh.
Chat closed on me.
So, for those of y'all that are still here in the chat room, it is there on, it is in the chat room for you. And for those that are on the line that is are not in the chat room, as Sister Agonia has stated, you just put in Google, owning the weather by 2025, and you will see several links for that. Thank you, Sister Agonia.
You're welcome.
That's something. But
yeah,
there's a lot of things that they're saying that for 2025, and please don't anyone take this personally or, you know, that I'm trying to. But anyway, let me just say it. I know that they have said there will be no more by 2020, I believe that there will be no more blonde hair, blue-eyed people.
Hmm.
So I wonder if that has to do with the weather modification.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
And I know I heard that back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that before, anyone?
I hadn't. No.
Now, have you, Ron?
No, I haven't.
No, I've heard it. I've heard
I'm
going to
look
that,
into it.
Yeah, that they said by 20, you know, 20-something. That there will be
Why
no more blonde-eyed blue people.
What people?
More what? Blonde-eyed.
Blonde-eyed. Yeah, what did I say? Blonde? Okay.
Blue-eyed or blonde-eyed?
Blue eyes.
Okay,
blonde hair.
Blonde eyes, blue hair.
Okay.
But, well, then I guess I'm one of them because I'm a redhead kind of blonde, sandy blonde, blue-eyed. You know, so.
Yeah.
Who knows? You know.
Get some Clairol, man.
Yeah.
Get some Clairol.
I'm telling you. It should be turning gray shortly, I'm sure. Once it all falls out or whatever it does, which I don't care. You know. I've been questioned on stage a couple times. Why don't you shave, man, before you go on? Why? You know, what's the sense?
Okay, I mean, it's not like we can see you or smell you.
I'm a drummer, you know. Yeah, you might know. I do take a bath once a month.
Okay, see, we're glad we don't get to smell you.
No. I try to do it as often as I can. But the best thing, I have a well. And it's an artesian spring well. The water tastes delicious. And the only thing about it, most well systems, when you put soap on, you try to rinse off, it don't feel like it's coming off. This stuff, it takes it all off. It's cool. I got lucky. Lucky for this. But that, speaking of, I just got somebody called me today and said that the next board meeting in this county here, they're discussing metering wells, metering your well.
Mm.
And,
oh, boy, I think I've heard about that.
Well, and it was a board member that talked to me. And I said, is this going to fly? He said, well, we'd like it to. I said, no. You would like it to? Well, blah, 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 blah. I said, I dare you. I dare you.
Crazy.
Come to my house
crazy.
And try that shit. You know? You know, it's like the same thing with my wind turbine. They were trying to pull some Shermanette, too. That ain't happening either. I'm off the grid. I'm not on the grid at all. The closest thing I'm in the grid is a telephone line, and that's it. You know? Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry if you're not, you lost a milk cow. You ain't milking me out of money. It ain't happening, you know? And
well, Ron. You know?
But that was my whole, my first battle with the power companies, you know, was that, what I, why I do what I do, you know? But because I lost my job. It's called corporate downsizing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I lost that cushy, sweet American job, you know, the American dream, you know, the house with the picket fence and the shit like that.
Yeah.
Well, I had that at one time, had it. And it came to a very abrupt end. So I went back to school. You know, I had the access to get come up the funds to do it, and I did it. Now I go and design wind turbines or hydro turbines, whatever you want. However you want electricity, I'm the man to talk to. But it's, you know, that it's just ever since, and I've had that vendetta, and I've always had some type of, you know, other power sources. I just don't want to rely on them at all.
All right.
Because they got you, you know.
Yeah.
And electric is a luxury. You know that. Electric is a luxury still. Just so you know.
Ron.
Yes, ma'am.
Under the UN agenda, you know, now, you're greedy.
I'm greedy.
You see, you have too much land, too much space. You're greedy. So
okay.
you are not, you're not fit for this corporate world. You know, you have too much land. So they're
mm-hmm.
going to have to take it from you.
Well, sure. If they could, they can't do that either. There's no
well,
little trick in that game. This is a product.
Well, you know,
this property is a product. It ain't actually land no more. It's a product, and it's patent.
Well, Ron, they don't care what you think. They don't
oh,
care
I know.
What you
it
do.
Don't matter.
I mean, can't
I
you see that,
too.
They're making this, you know, they're doing things their way. It's not your way, it's mm-hmm. their way.
Right, exactly.
And
right.
they do
what
things that's going to fit their profile, you know, how they want it, not to make you comfortable.
Answer
right.
that. You want to know
yes.
something? I gotta tell you something. The way that
yes.
you just told him that, all right,
mm-hmm.
you did it so nicely. I mean, you could get a government job and tell somebody, I don't care what you think, okay, with a smile on your face.
Uh-huh.
That
I don't
care what you think. I'm taking your land and I'm going to meter your well, sir.
Uh-huh.
And then a big smile, right? Wow.
Yeah. In reality, they are the ones that are the greedy ones. Ah,
yes,
but
see, you're considered greedy. Under that, you know what? See, and I got it that way from Sister Agonia, that lady,
Rosa Corey.
Yes,
Rosa Corey.
Yes,
but
and that's where I got it from. What she talked about
behind the green mask.
Yes. And that's where I got that from, because that's exactly the way how she says it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to say this. This is something kind of funny that I've been playing with for a while. You notice on television, I don't know if you, where you all are at, if you see this advertising for ASPCA, when you donate money to them.
Yes, I
see. You all
see
it, right? You know, for 75 cents a day, these battered animals can be rescued by us. They live in these dark corners, and it's horrible and terrible. You know, for 75 cents a day, you could help these poor animals, blah, 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 blah. Which, that's cool. It sounds good, right?
Now, yeah.
Now, this other ad that I kind of put these two ads together is these small children are starving and can't go to school. And for 50 cents a day, they could have books and eat and clothes and everything for 50 cents a day.
Mm-hmm.
But you see the catch line of that? You get it?
Okay, well, wait a minute. Now, I want to add something to that, Ron.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you feed the homeless, it's a crime.
That's right. You're a criminal. Being nice is against the law.
No, feeding people is against the law. You can't feed them.
I know. That's being nice.
Being homeless is against the law. But take care of the animals that are homeless, are being battered and abused, but forget people that are homeless and battered and abused.
But my what I'm talking about here is a dog is worth more money than a human.
Yes.
Okay, you catch it? The dog gets 75 cents a day, and the kid gets 50 cents a day. Now, does that make sense to you? Come on. And they don't get that money anyway. They get a little piece.
No, that goes up to the corp.
Yeah, they get a little piece of it, just a little touch. Just enough to buy one grain of rice. Yeah, that's the bullshit of it. And that's, you know, I mean, it's great that they're looking out for pets if they're doing it and doing the right thing. But they're, well, the APCA, they're another army. You know, they're another big, you know, governmental group.
Yeah, how many of them are killed? You know, that they're killing, you know, because they kill animals all the time.
Well, they do it all the time.
Are putting it in food.
Well
think about this. There's 800,000 children that come up missing a year. And there's nothing on fire and nobody's hanging from a tree.
Nope.
Human farming. That's been my motto.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Really. That's what it is. It's all come down to the human farming. Like I said about the birth certificates on shows I've done in the past, I explained to everybody the fact of it is it's a warehouse receipt. You know, that's what it is, man.
Well,
you're
man,
like
you make me want
to...
Ron, you guys are making me feel like I want to install a self-destruct button.
No, well,
you know,
don't do that.
No. Don't do that, Bill.
No.
Don't do that. They will provide it for you.
I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding.
Yeah, only be kidding.
We will provide it for you.
No.
This is being monitored or recorded for quality purpose, but not really. We're using this evidence against you. I wish they would say that when they say that shit. That, you know, this conversation will be monitored or recorded for quality assurance. You know, that is a lie. They're recording you in case you say something. You know,
well, or if they want to make it that you're saying something, because they can take sound bites and put together to make you say what you didn't say, but so that it can appear that way.
Anybody feel like this is schizophrenic?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, we got to get some of them nerve pills they give out. What is them things?
Xanax.
Shit they give you out for nerve. Xanax and whatever, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. You know, okay, so you go to economic class and the pills ain't available, or all these people are depressed and have anxiety. Boy, they're going to flip out, ain't they? And the other thing is you got these people that are addicted to these pharmaceutical drugs, and they put a microchip in it, they ain't going to know where the hell that pill went. You know, it's funny. A pill head goes to the doctor and gets read by the computer chip thing in the pill.
Now, do you really think it's going to the doctor?
You're Billy Ryan.
You don't get the medication from the doctor.
You're going in. No, but I'm saying...
I didn't hear you.
If you're a pillhead, you buy pills off the street. Say, you know, people do that shit. They abuse these things.
Yeah.
The Oxycontin or codeine or whatever it is, they abuse it. So if you got this microchip that's recorded for a certain person, and you've got like 10 people you're buying pills from, you eat all the pills from these 10 different people, and you'll get checked by the doctor, you're going to jail. Because everybody's showing up in you. You know what I'm saying?
That's
think about
deep.
It.
Yeah, that's neat.
If you took somebody else's prescription drug with that little microchip and they go to read you, somebody else's name is going to come up.
But wait a minute now, Ron. Let's think about something. You see, we have something called creativity. Now, let's recall when they started making everybody take a pee test to get a job. Somebody came up with synthetic pee.
Right, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And bladder bags you hook to the side of your leg. Oh, yeah.
What's up there?
Right. Matter of fact,
and then don't
forget
the stuff that cleans out your system so that it's, I don't know what that tea is. It's something that you drink.
Green tea was one they said used to work.
No, it's not green tea. It's something else that they used to always say. I can't think of what it's called.
Old school is vinegar.
Vinegar. Yeah. Well, I got a question for you. You know, the Cheech and Chong movie, I believe, was Up in Smoke. No, it wasn't Up in Smoke. Next movie, one or two. Anyway, he's coming down this ladder out of his sister's house. He's got a jar of pee in his hand, all right? And there's stuff floating around in it, okay? Well, anyway, he goes, man, what's in there floating around, man? He goes, well, this is a mayonnaise jar, man. It's my sister's pee. I'm going to give it to my parole agent, you know? He goes, last month I really blew their mind, man, because my sister's pregnant.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness.
Yeah. He goes, they're probably going to lock me up because I think
so
I'm going to
So they've seen a whole lot of stuff in that yarn because that, it changes then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Anything foreign substance goes into it, it's going to change the molecular structure of anything.
Yeah, but, I mean, under the microscope, you can see the different cells and stuff from, you know, being pregnant, you know, just different things that goes on with the body.
Right, right.
You can see it in the urine.
Well, I can see the parole agent telling me, well, Mr. Rick, you are having too much Hellman's mayonnaise and too much, what is that, mustard, potpourri? Or
now, you know what, Ron?
Grey Poupon.
You saying that, now you said
Poupon.
That. Yeah, but you know what? Now, you said that they're putting it in the metformin, you know, from the article that you read from Forbes.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that in there, they said they were putting it in metformin, you know, which is a diabetes medicine. So from that, are they going to take a report from the pill that goes in you, what you've been eating?
Well, the thing is, every pill you take, okay, the thing of it is, every pill you take is going to have a little chip in it. The pill itself will have the chip in it, every one of them.
Oh,
every
okay.
Pill in your
every
bottle,
pill.
Right, and see, that's going to be a map to you. Every pill will have a personal identification code to it. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. As far as pill heads go, it's going to be monotonously crazy. It's going to be so screwed up, especially with the pill heads, and I can't wait to see it. But what they'll do is they'll probably put them in jail for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and,
we're already
know,
in jail. It's a matter.
Oh,
yeah,
we're in jail. We're in another part of it. That's all, you know.
Have you ever wondered why the hell are we here?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And have you heard them discussing, like, what's his name, David Wilcox and Laura Eisenhower and Webre on Exopolitics? Have you heard them discussing about the different timelines?
No,
I haven't heard anything about that.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, they're talking about this CERN machine, or this what's the name of this machine that was in? I think it's in France. They made them turn it off because they were saying something about that they created two timelines or some different timelines. It's kind of new to me, the information, but it was. A guy that used to work for, he's a scientist, I can't think of his name, Wilcox, David Wilcox, and I think his name is John Burris. They were having a dialogue about, and he was scientific, I can't say it like he was saying it, but it has to do with them creating a parallel timeline. And one is supposed to be, you know, where... all the things we're discussing this evening, all this weird, crazy, schizophrenic existence is going on, and then the other parallel line is supposed to be, you know, not the dark side or something like that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Where can I get a ticket at?
I'll check Wilcox. Maybe he can tell you.
Hey, Ron, here's something for you to think about. I mean, they're letting all these prisoners, you know, with these small crimes out of jail. They're making room for somebody. I wonder who.
Why should they do that? That is
no, I'm
so
saying
wrong.
They're making room. They're making room.
No, they're making chaos because they know when they let them out, there's no job, so they're going to get busy because they've been programmed real good while they've been behind bars.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to start preying on people.
Yeah.
That's what they're letting them out for.
Yeah, yep,
that helps
college,
with their agenda.
Con College. Prison is Con College. You know, and I've said this many times, and I'll say it many times more. Most people that go to prison come out a better criminal.
Exactly.
You know? Mm-hmm.
They're going to let them loose.
You know, But there again, Sister Gunner, you all know me about when it comes to law, man. That's my thing. There are so many people in prison that should not even be there. It's a corporate business. It's a business. They want to keep them beds occupied. And people go to jail for some of the bullshittest reasons ever known to man. You know, I mean, it's insane. You know, and my whole point was I've argued many times in courts and state the fact that there's got to be victim damage fraud or a contract in dispute. You know, like I said, they don't think I don't keep up with their bullshit. I'm right on top of them all the time. But the thing of it is the fact of it is we are not treated fair. There's no such thing as a fair trial. It's impossible because that don't coexist with the actual law itself anymore. Because it's a different set of rules, different law game. You know, 80,000 laws a year are passed. 80,000. And the ones they should be getting rid of are still there. You know, I think now they're finally figured out that the justice system is a massive failure, because it is. It is a big failure.
Well, Ron, the 11th Amendment stripped them of their judicial powers, and they're not allowed to hear cases in law, and they're not allowed to have facts in the courtroom. So how can you get justice?
Exactly. Right. That's the thing. Is they've modified it to their taste for the corporate gains.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be fair, not to be equal in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, a lot of people like to throw the race game in. You know, it's because race. No, it ain't got to do with race. It's got to do with money. The color green.
It's got to do with the bankruptcy. They're administering the bankruptcy. The bench is a bank.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right.
So
the judge is a bank. Exactly.
Yes.
Yep, exactly.
When you go, and I know you already know this, but when we get a traffic ticket and maybe the fine is $180, you go to court for your traffic ticket and the judge issues a performance bond or a bid bond and they get $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
They sell that bond and they make $1 million and the judge gets 30% for his retirement. And the prosecuting attorney, he's the one that assigns the CUSIP numbers on the court cases. And the court clerk guarantees that there'll be action on it. So they're all getting money.
Right. You know, I've noticed here recently, I've had a lot of people, you know, email me and stuff that are telling me the fact that they're having a hard time getting files anymore from the clerk's office. They're just not giving up the files no more. Unless you're an attorney or you fill out a bunch of paperwork to get it.
You know why that
is?
Because they subcontracted keeping those files out. They don't keep them at the courthouse anymore. They subcontracted those out to other companies. It's just like when they had all foreclosure fraud going on with MERS because they had paper mills. Remember that?
Right.
Yeah,
we
had one here in Delaware. Mm-hmm. And that's where a lot of people got that asbestos cancer from. It's from them paper mills.
No, I'm not talking about those kind of paper mills. I'm talking about when they were doing the foreclosures and MERS.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They had,
right. You see in Popular Mechanics, mail letters and make money. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, and they would
They
would make carbon copies of these contracts. They were calling them paper mills, I think they were calling them.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or document mills or something like that. Document mills or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, they some contracted out, Rod. I mean, Ron.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, here's one for you. Like I said before, I don't know if you remember that show, but I stated the fact a buddy of mine had a fine at the courthouse for $500. Had a fine to pay, okay, on a traffic ticket. Well, he called him up, and I didn't know. I was never told when the fine was due or anything. I'm calling to find some information on his fine. You know, do I come there to pay it? Where do I pay it at? And they gave him a phone number. Okay, and he calls his phone number up, and he got a hold of me to listen to this, and I recorded it. And the deal was, this guy comes on the phone and says, this number here, you owe $699. And he goes, no, I was fined $500. He goes, well, it's a processing fee, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just shaking my head. I said, this can't be happening. And I told my buddy, I said, ask him if you're a collection agency. And he goes, are you a collection agency? He goes, yes, we are. Now, that was a shocker to me. So then, wait a minute. Okay. So he got off the phone with his duties. Well, I'll do what I can do and figure this out. Okay. So I told my buddy, wait a minute. No, no, no. Your fine's been sold. That courthouse has done been paid. That's, they've done got their money. Because it used to be, if you didn't pay a fine, they'd come collect your ass. They'd put a warrant out for your arrest and, or, you know, not a court appearance, you don't show up, whatever. You know, just why haven't you paid the money? You ain't made no payments on it, so this, blah, 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 put the fear in you again.
Yeah, and they suspend your license or...
Right, whatever, right, take a privilege away or whatever. Right, like child support, that's another scam. But, you know, it's all to make money. It's all, they get a cut out of everything you do. Anytime you use money, or, well, notes, they get a chunk of it, somewhere along that, every bit of it. Every time you buy something, they get a piece of it, all the time. What better scam to play? What, you couldn't do any better. Now, if you're, you did something like that, you go to jail for it.
Social Security insurance.
Well, that's a scam, too.
Yeah, you said, what,
you know,
better scam? And I was saying Social Security insurance.
Right. It was, like people tell me when I bring up the question about, you know, when you pay income tax. Well, that's, you know, the health of the government run and, you know, the roads and stuff. No, it ain't. You're way off. You're way off. That's what they want you to believe. That ain't what it works. You know, and I explained to them, that goes to the Federal Reserve Bank. That's you getting that payment. That goes to them. But I get a tax return. Well, maybe so. But somewhere along that line, you're getting charged. You're going to pay out somewhere along the line, regardless. And you're paying for a debt that you did not acquire. And legally, you don't have to pay it according to the Constitution. You don't have to pay it at all. And after the Second World War, that shit was supposed to be over. You shouldn't have to pay income tax no more. But guess what? It was during wartime. They didn't catch that little tidbit in the cat's of the claws of that fact. It's during war. So we're never out of a war, so they got to keep pumping money to it.
So, yes, but isn't there a new constitution?
There's two constitutions, but did you all know that Federal Reserve notes were never supposed to come out to the public? They were supposed to be used internally between the 12 private Federal Reserve banks.
I knew they weren't supposed to come out publicly, but I forgot to went.
But. Right. But why not?
They were only supposed to be used among the 12 Federal Reserve banks.
Wow.
And that's in the law. I read it the other day.
Yeah.
I went and read it. We were never supposed to. And that's the reason why you have a national debt, because they're supposed to be setting off the debts. Because, you know, when you go in bankruptcy, you have a trustee, right, Ron?
Right.
Right, right.
And when you're in bankruptcy, you're in bankruptcy protection, right?
Right, right.
So they were supposed to be setting off the debt, our debts. But what they're doing is getting paid two and three times because they are not setting off the debt. That's why we have a national debt, so-called. And the attorneys are going into accounts and taking money out of there. That's where they get the $1 million when you go to court for a traffic ticket is out of those birth certificate accounts.
Right. Right. Right.
So the reason
the first thing that people don't understand is when they get a traffic ticket and you sign it, that's when you get it. That's right when it started.
Well, Ron, these days if you don't sign it, you might get killed with a taser, a non-lethal weapon, dead as a doorknob.
Yeah.
Well, that's like I was talking about earlier, the reference between corporation and corpse are the same thing because they're both dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's where corpse comes from, corporation. That's where that word came from. And a lot of people, you're crazy. You look it up. It's like they look it up.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's like a
cesspool.
I call it the Christmas tree light syndrome. It's so tangled up you can't get it all apart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Christmas tree light syndrome. But it's catching up to them. Remember, Rome fell because of this. Rome did.
Yeah.
Okay? And this year, they've hung this for a long time, but it's unraveling on them. I think there's going to be something come up here. It's going to happen. Because all of a sudden, I'll give you an example. During when the Gulf War started, all right, I was down this little town out by here, and there's only one gas station. There was traffic lined up to both ends of town getting fuel, gasoline. The gas station actually ran out of fuel. And me and the owner were standing there talking, laughing at these people. Because they think there's going to be no fuel. They think it's no gas. That's when the towers got hit. You know what I mean? They thought it was going to be the apocalyptic war now, you know? and people flipped out. And so by that reaction, for that little bitty of a gig, what happens when they really blow something into your mind? You know what I mean? And it turns into total chaos, which is coming. There's no doubt about it. And I don't wish no ill will. I wish I didn't have to say it. But I just think people need to be aware of the fact it is coming. It's sad. It's horrible and it's sad. But, you know, only we can make a difference. And not by voting. I don't think voting is the way it works. I don't think it ever did. This became another part of the puzzle game, you know, voting.
Yeah.
Like everything else. It's part of a game.
Well, I think that just, you know, to make you feel
like
that you're a part of the illusion.
Right. Exactly. Right. I mean, why would the courts talk in a different language than us regular beings?
Yeah.
You know? I don't even know what to call us anymore. I'm coming to that point. If I call us a human, we're a monster. You know, so I mean, what are we? What are we, actually? You know?
Their pet.
A what?
Their pet.
Their pet? Yeah, yeah. Well, I need a footy bath, damn it.
Ron, thank you. I think we needed that. We need
it. Yeah, I need to shake you off my back, you son of a bitches. You know, that's what I said. You know?
Ron, just look up peasant, and then it'll give you the definition of yourself. That's all.
Right, right.
Type in peasant.
Right.
Type in peasant, and that's what we are.
Well, I don't want to be called a peasant. I'd like rather be called a retard. Because I don't know.
Well, then
right
you
from
could
wrong.
Be a retarded peasant.
You know, now a friend
no,
of mine.
I'm,
you know,
I'm
passed,
sorry, that was not nice at all.
That's okay. I like it. a friend of mine, got Alzheimer's. Okay, he's a real old guy, real good friend of mine, real beautiful man, very smart man, very very talented, and he got Alzheimer's. You know, oh, that lucky bastard.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said that lucky bastard. You know, I mean, I know it's not nice, but my point was, you know, he ain't got to remember shit. You know, that's going on. Just like, you know, I try to turn things into comical things, worse things into comedy. But, you know, it's not really funny in reality. But to not actually have to listen to this or see this anymore, life would be great, you know. But that's what's wrong with people. They do that a lot. Even though they're conscious, they don't want to face it. They don't, I don't want to hear this shit, Ron. I don't care about that. You're crazy. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Blah, 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 blah. But in reality, I hope I know what I'm talking about. I hope I'm right. I'm not saying I am 100%. It's like I was told by people that when I start the show, I should let people know that this is fiction. It is not real. Do your own personal research, you know, blah, 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 blah. Nope. Throw a disclaimer out right since the show starts, you know. But, you know, I can be like the rest of Americans. I have nothing to hide, you know. I have nothing to hide. I just don't want you to know nothing. You know, and that's what they don't. They don't want us to know anything. Remember that.
No.
They don't want you to know.
Well, I think nowadays
they
don't care if you know or not. You know, that's the reason why they're taking your guns
and
stuff away.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, and then, you know, people, you know, keep going back to, you know, thinking that you can go back to the 60s and protest and, you know, carry signs and march on Washington and, you know, think that that's going to make a difference. And, you know, that's not going to do it. I don't know what is, but that's not going to do it.
Right. They're looking down out of their Eiffel, their marble towers, looking down at these people screaming, bitching, crying, and waving flags and banners and laughing at them.
Exactly. Yeah, and you know what? They're just saying, with that.
Well, what's that one group that's really the hacker group? What's their name? What do they call them?
Anonymous.
Anonymous, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I liked when they hacked CNN. That was funnier than hell. That was funny.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I think they hacked C-SPAN and CNN. Hacked them
oh,
both.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the other thing.
That.
You know, they think they got the power of these computers, you know, like we saw about the fake urine, okay? What to say some hackers might not turn their shit completely off on them. Then what are they going to do? They're going to be dead. You know what I mean? They're just going to be completely retarded. Because, I don't know how long we got, except 15 more minutes left. that, you know, where it came to a point, we talked one time in one of the shows where we talked about, like, cashiers, kids running cashiers. They're dumber than hammers.
Yeah.
They couldn't have that shit they tried, you know, or whatever. The computer controls everything through that process. And, you know, yeah, I mean, as far as a kid doing math anymore, freehand, no, they need calculators. That's too much to think.
Yeah, I remember when they pushed them in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
They started pushing the calculators because...
Texas Instrument was the first calculator I've ever seen. The old red LED. First LED. Yep. Then the watches came out, the red LED watches. That was the thing. I had one when I was a kid. I had to have one.
Digital watches. I remember that was a big thing. And then they became the cheapest thing you could get.
Yeah. I mean, I have a digital watch here that I wear all the time. It's a Timex Iron Man.
Yeah, but you know what that did, Ron? Honestly and truly, the digital watches, you didn't have to learn how to tell time anymore, did you?
No, you didn't. You didn't have to look at 1:12. Yeah, like
right.
It says right now,
that was
11,
part
7,
of the dumbing down.
It's Friday, the 5th month, 2nd day, and it's 11:42 p.m. That's what it's telling me.
Yeah, but that's part of
the
dumbing down.
Now I look at the clock above my desk here. It says, okay, well, the one little hand almost to the 12, and the big hand is below the 9, so that would be 11:49, so I got to do math, but I'm too stupid. I'll look at my wristwatch, 11:42, okay.
Yeah, but that's a part of the dumbing down, the calculators.
Exactly.
You know, so,
like,
you know, you don't have to think. You don't have to think.
Right.
Don't
and, you know,
think.
Thing about
heaven forbid if you
computers,
think.
Right, and the other thing about computers, kids ain't got to go to school no more. They can be taught right from the computers in their house.
Right. And then also, look, that's less jobs, you know, because we don't need as many teachers. We don't need this building. You know, we can give the children computers
let's
spy on them at home.
Yep, and they are doing it now. They are doing it.
Yeah, and we can close down these schools.
Every kid in school gets a laptop. Every kid next to me gets a laptop.
Yeah, but look, we have them at home.
Computer.
Now we have the school. We have the schools where they're empty, but they can be used as a FEMA.
Right, FEMA camp.
Holden.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see how that's going to work out. I really want to see how that's going to work. I don't get it. I don't see it.
You know
There's going to be a problem.
I don't want to see it work.
Well, I don't either. That's what I don't even want to see them attempt it. But I'm just saying, there's going to be a problem here. I don't think they're going to get what they're trying to pull off. For some reason, something's not...
I don't think
known.
That they are either.
There is some force out here definitely going to make this shit turn on them.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I truly
believe
that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that
I don't know what it is
believe.
Or how it is, but I think it's going to happen, you know.
Have my vote, Ron.
Yeah, they worship the god of greed. That's what they worship.
Yeah,
you know,
well.
Yeah.
Ron, any kid that I've seen homeschooled, or I should say my girlfriend, you know, because where she works, you know,
right.
She says they have absolutely zero social skills, and they're extremely timid.
Right.
They can't even look. They can't even look at you in the eye. You know, they can't raise their voice even to take an order loud enough, and zero social skills.
Right.
Don't understand social cues, voice inflections, and none of that stuff. She says it's like dealing with somebody who has autism.
Somebody
that reminds
her
of
state.
Somebody,
yes.
She said it reminds her of somebody who has autism.
Well, they did that with video games when they started out.
Yeah, homeschool.
Yeah, but people, but the paranoia thing. You got all these kids getting shot in these schools, so the paranoia thing, people, oh, my God, I don't want my baby to get shot. So I'm going to homeschool them, you know.
Well, but not only that, but what are they learning in school? The only thing they're learning in school is to be parrots and puppets.
Right, breeders. That's what they're being taught to be breeders.
You know, they're taught to, you know, repeat what they hear, do what they're told, but they're not taught to think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Lord, I remember our math questions and things when I was in school, it was comprehensive. You know, you had to know all of that just to do a math. You know, because you had the paragraphs that you had to read to, you know,
mm-hmm.
how many,
right.
you know, one train leaves here and the other one leaves there. And, oh, I used to hate them kind of math problems.
You know what I want to do? You know what I want to do? I want to take a little trip to where I went, where I graduated from high school. I'm going to go to my high school that I graduated from.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see the teacher still there that gave me the Constitution test for graduation. Constitution test?
You had to take a test for graduation?
Yeah, you got to take Constitution. You betcha. Back then, I don't know if you do now. You didn't have to take Constitution.
I don't
graduation.
Remember that. I don't remember
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But I'm going to go ask him, why did you make me take this that has no meaning to it anymore?
You know, maybe because you didn't know any better either.
She didn't. I know she didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know, she's still, like,
I mean,
pretty old.
Can you imagine some of the older teachers now that are looking back on things that they had taught, you know, and just to see where we are today and what they taught
right.
when they were teachers that are retired, you know, and they probably can't believe some of the mess that's coming out.
Oh, you
I know. Remember when the new math came out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, what was wrong with the old math?
Metric system. Man,
it worked.
Bring it on.
You know, the old math
well,
worked.
Right, right. It's
but Ron,
change for improvement. That's what's called change for improvement. That's the bullshit
yeah.
story we have been told. Yes, ma'am.
We're gonna have to wrap it up, dear.
Yeah, we're about
we
done.
12 minutes
time.
Left.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was a great first show. We started off kind of slow, but it picked up.
And I behaved myself.
Yes, you did.
Being nice. Don't
yes.
get
well, it's nice hanging
no,
out
I
with
did.
You guys.
Oh, thank
well,
you.
Yes,
I didn't
want to
hear
your
late,
voice.
Sister Gonya.
Yeah. yeah, I thought I'd just do that in your honor, and it was nice meeting.
Oh, thank you.
Was Billy D?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep, that's
yeah.
right.
And Billy, do you
right,
say you
well.
Do a show also?
Was Sister Gonya, you know, doors always open.
Not anymore.
Sweetie, always.
Oh, not anymore. Well, Sister Gonya does a show. Sister Gonya, tell me the name of your show again.
Gnosis Cardia.
Right.
Yeah, it's Gnosis Cardia. You know what that means?
I'd like to know how to ask
I know
that question. You read my mind.
Gnosis.
Love and knowledge.
Well, it means knowledge, but... and cardia means heart, but I read that the original name of the Gnostics was Telestai, but Gnosis was an insult back when they were trying to get Christianity, when the Christendom was raising its head. They genocided the Gnostics, you know, it took them 100 years. But Gnosis at that time meant smart ass know-it-all.
mm.
Oh,
wow.
Love that.
It
I
was an insult. They didn't call themselves Gnostics. They called themselves Telestai.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, I'm going to
cool.
say good night. I think I'm getting silly and dizzy, so I'm going to get horizontal,
yeah.
and you guys have a good evening. Take care.
Well,
and thanks
thank
for coming
you
by.
You too.
Too.
Absolutely.
Oh,
you have
it was a good
evening.
Show. I really enjoyed it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Thank
good night.
You. And thank you, Billy D., and thank you for the links and all the information that you contributed to the show also. I hope that you'll be
Absolutely.
Able to join us again tomorrow night at 11, Ron.
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. 10 o'clock will be my time.
Yeah, it's
so
11
what,
o'clock
so
my
what
time.
What time is that?
You're in Pennsylvania, it's 11 o'clock our time.
Right.
Yeah.
East Coast time is 11.
I'm central, I'm in Missouri, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Which works out at 10 o'clock. We don't work out, we'll adjust the time and stuff like that. I thought I had something, had it rigged differently, but I made a mistake. But that's pretty good. Everything worked out great. I didn't cut out tonight. Check it out. I sound clear, I hope, real clear.
Yes, you did. You sounded very clear.
Right. Excellent, excellent.
Yep. Well,
I want to thank everybody for showing up. It's been a great show. I had
yes.
fun with it. I'm glad to be back. And, I'll, you know, of course, you folks listen to the archives. You know, sorry I've been gone a while, but hey, I'm back. Antoinette's back with me. So the dynamic duo are back. We're but
I'm
going
to play a song to get to play us out on. Let me know when you're ready.
Well, hey, everybody, you have a great evening, and I will see you tomorrow night.
Yes, and thank everyone for coming.
Hit that follow button if you can catch us. All right, Billy. Thanks, man. All right, Antoinette, it's all yours.
Okay, it was good talking with you, Billy. Thank you.
There's nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to station WEFUNK, better known as We Funk, or deeper still, the Mothership Connection, home of the extraterrestrial brothers, dealers of funky music, P-Funk, Uncut Funk, The Bomb.
Coming to you directly from the Mothership. Top of the chocolate Milky Way, 500,000 kilowatts of P-Funk power. So kick back, dig, while we do it to you in your eardrums. For me, I'm known as Lollipop Man, alias the long-haired sucker. My motto is,
make mine the P-Funk. I want my funk uncut. Yeah, make my funk the P-Funk. I want to get funked up.
Now, this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, defects, or shortcomings, you know, like arthritis, rheumatism, or migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to lay it on your radio. The vibes flow through. Funk not only moves, it can remove. Dig? The desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary functioning ship. The Lollipop Man. Chocolate-coated freaking habit form. Doing it to you in 3D. So groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time called now. Somebody say, is there funk after death? I say, it's 7 up. Yeah. T-funk. Uncut funk. Let me put my sunglasses on. That's the law around here. You got to wear your sunglasses so you can feel cool. Gangsta lean. Y'all should dig my sun rooftop. Well, all right. Hey, I was digging on y'all funk for a while. Sound like it got a 3 on it, though, to me. You know, I was down south and I heard some funk with some main ingredients like Doobie Brothers, Blue Magic, David Bowie. It was cool. But can you imagine Doobie in your funk? Ho! W-E-F-U-N-K. We funk.
Make my funk to be funk.
Ho!
I want my funk uncut.
Oh,
make my funk to be funk. I want to get funked up.
Him.
I want the funk.
Bomb.
I want the
P-Funk. P-Funk, y'all.
I want the funk festival. Make my funk to be funk.
Home of the extraterrestrial brothers. Once upon a time called right now. Ain't it funky now?
Make my funk to be funk.
Make mine the
peace. Make my funk to be funk.
Want to
to get fucked up.
I want the bomb.
I want the bomb.
P-Funk.
Don't want my funk best song.
Oh, make my
funk to P-Funk before I take it home.
Yeah.
When I leave here, y'all, I want y'all to stay tuned for Star Child.
Get
bumped up. Don't stop, get down.